bother you, but the whole you text the number and call me back just doesn't work out for me. I'm a message person. So, I'm going to leave you a message. See? I'm leaving you a message. Toodles. Oh, and by the way, it's Kiana. You know me. I know you. Toodles. Love you. Kiss, kiss, hug, hug. Yes.
End of message.
All systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Monday, December 29th, 2008, if you're keeping track. My name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And thank you so much for checking out episode number 134 of this motherfucking shit we do live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday around 8 or 9 or 10 p.m. Montana time. How are you?
I'm fantastic as always.
You look fantastic in your little cute faggot elf hat.
Hey, right back at you.
Holy shit!
Yeah, you got a faggot elf hat, too.
Merry Christmas, faggots!
Woo! Woo! Hey, faggots!
Hey, oh, hey, queer.
Oh, hey.
So, thank you guys so much for checking out episode number 134 of the Monday Night Show. We have Braden back in the lab tonight. Glad to have you back.
Glad to be back.
Especially after Friday's show.
Holy oh, I heard.
Fuck my
I
face.
I heard, yeah.
I, first of all, why are we taking calls right now?
Jesus.
Stereo radiation. Okay. Sorry. If you guys are listening live, thejamhole.com/feedback is where you can type shit. We will read on the show. If you are not listening live, thejamhole.com/live video is where we do our live shows, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. If you would like to call us, we have a phone number. You can call live during the show, 406-204-GOT-P. Or what?
Hot pee.
Or hot pee. Either or.
If you got it, make it hot.
Hey, and if it's hot, drop it. You gotta drop it like it's hot. But yeah, so definitely feel free to call in during the show. Try and keep it relevant. Also, if you call that number, 406-204-HOT-P, got pee, whatever. If it's not while we're doing a show, you can actually leave us a message and we will actually play it on the show. So, while I'm speaking of playing messages on the show, we did have one voicemail I would like to share with you all right now. This was from 26. Where's my light pen? Oh, thank you.
Matt, I don't know if this is the Jam Hole Skype because it was some British woman saying that the person wasn't here, but... Oh, yeah, this is 26, but I just gotta say, Ryan, fucking awful. Never bring him back on the show again, or if you do bring him back on the show, make fun of him incessantly, or, no, don't bring him back on the show ever. Ben's a lot better. And, yeah, tell Ben to go back on the show and tell Ryan to, never go on the show again and to possibly consider relocating to another state to make sure that doesn't happen.
It's a little
Thank
far.
You.
If we really want to make sure that doesn't happen, we can just not invite him over.
Okay, so I do want to apologize for Friday's show. That was an abomination. I understand that, you know, after doing this show 133 fucking times, not all of them are going to be A++++ episodes, namely 1 through 10.
Right.
Or 1 through 9. 10
Whatever,
was all right.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they're not all going to be good. I had a choice. Ben was really wanting to do the show and stuff. But then, like I said before, Ryan had called me. And I enjoy having Ryan here. It'd been a long time. And the main reason I wanted to have him here was because he is in this relationship that, you know, he had wanted for so long. And now he's finally got it. And it's just going to shit.
Yeah.
And I wanted to talk about that. I'm the guy at work everyone talks to when they have problems. Because I, for the most part...
Because you've dealt with so many problems, you got some insight.
That, and for the most part, I remain pretty neutral when it comes
True,
to
yeah.
any inner office shit. So I'll hear, like, one of the girls talking about the other girl there, or I'll hear one of the guys talking about the other guy, and, like...
Right, that way you can, like, look at the situation from just a logical outsider standpoint.
That, and I think a lot of it is they know I just don't give a shit either
that
way.
Too.
And it just feels... feels nice for them to have someone that they can actually vent to that will sit and listen and not try to, like, one-up the problem and be like, oh,
or taking sides with anyone.
Right, or that. It's like, well, you have this problem, well, listen to mine. It's like, nine times out of ten, people just want to talk. They don't want...
Well, because by talking to them, it helps them figure out what they need to do.
Well, they're getting rid of their problems. They don't, at the same time, want to hear you putting your problems on them. So, like, I don't ever talk shit about anything there to those people. I use the show. Mm. Not everybody has an awesome show called The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com/donate.
A lot of people that need some help with something and they need your advice or whatever. If you've been in a similar situation, you just tell them about that.
And like I said, it's ease of access. I'm right there and I listen and they know that. So, Ryan, every morning, you know, it's our kind of routine that we go out, and when I get there, usually 10 to 20, 30 minutes late, but I get there, and we go outside and have a smoke, and he tells me all his problems, and I try out jokes that I'm going to use on the show with him, and, you know, if he laughs, I'll use it, and if he doesn't laugh, I'll generally still use it, and so I just thought that'd be a good chance to get him on the show so he could really get it out, and we could have it recorded. I know you guys love hearing about all of our worthless shit that happens, and the thing is, I didn't realize this at first. Ryan is only good to have on the show if there's somebody else actually co-hosting.
Yeah, well, you've never had the show just you and him.
Well, right, so. And I assumed it would be all right when it's just me and Ben. Ben is fine. When it's just me and Matt, Matt is fine. When it's just me and you, you totally fucking suck. But
oh,
it's
I'm
fine.
Awful.
I deal with it.
I just do it because no one else would do it on Monday.
Right.
You can't get Ben to do it on Monday.
You actually started doing the show with me because you felt sorry for me.
I did. I was like, hey, this guy has no friends. I'll be his friend.
I know. And look, here it is. You guys are laughing. We're talking. We have all this great shit.
We're broing it down.
We bro down with the phone down always. Like I said, 406-204 hot P. But Ryan, to actually have him co-pilot the show with me, awful.
We always give people too much credit. I noticed.
Is that what it is?
I think so. Like, we always overestimate people's abilities.
Well,
because I try not to expect
anything from anybody.
Yeah.
And that way everything's golden grand,
right.
Always.
Or just expect the worst, so if the worst does happen, it's, you know, well,
26,
you knew.
26 says, I proudly made up the phrase, bro down with the phone down. No big deal. Yes, you did. And I'm stealing it just like I steal everybody else's jokes.
And now it's ours.
No distorted view episodes 800 through 900.
I don't know.
But no, it's not that bad. But we do have a phone line now. 1-406-204.
Who doesn't have a phone line, though? That's kind of a standard.
They have them, but who uses it live? Distorted View only does voicemail. Sick and Wrong only.
Brian
Izinu's
the only one that does.
But again, they don't do live shows. Brian Izinu does, but fuck that guy.
Yeah, who? Fuck Brian King.
I know. I actually listened to their episode 100, and now call me crazy.
I also did.
Right. Now, you heard it, right?
Tell me if
you heard this. I don't know if this is my mind just fucking with me, but I could have sworn I heard the sounds of gay sex.
Oh, totally.
In that episode.
Totally.
I'm sorry. If it's not true, it's not true.
I think...
I know what I heard.
I think I'm Brian King, like...
Is a faggot?
Breathes, eats, and shits this gay sex.
Dick?
Yes.
Oh. He gay shits dick?
He eats, lives, breathes, and shits gay sex.
That's horrible. Braden,
it's pretty gay.
That's a horrible thing to say.
Well, Brian is kind of a dick.
He is kind of a huge dick.
What was
penis.
That? He was talking about that other podcast. Started breaking
up. You mean that podcast that passed you guys in episodes and listeners about, I don't know, 3 months ago?
I don't know, when we started the show?
That's fine. No big deal. Not
everyone... that podcast that's in the comedy category and is funny?
What's it called? Brian is in your asshole because he's a faggot? I like that show.
Yeah,
he's
heard about that show.
He's funny for a faggot.
Yeah, you know, for being in my asshole, I guess.
No, all up in my asshole.
Jesus.
It's like, hey, while you're up there, can you yank a couple hemorrhoids out? Because I have a hard time sitting down.
It's rough.
Rough.
Rough times.
Rough times. So, that was it, I guess. You know, I apologize. And the thing was, like, he is, we've had him on the show, and he does just fine, and I just assumed, there I go again, making an ass out of all of us, I just assumed that he would be able to be the one and only co-host when he was there, but nay, he cannot. He is the kind of guy that he will be here when I have another co-host.
Yeah.
So we're piloting the show, and he's throwing in his two cents. He tried to tell stories. They were fucking horrible. When I finally got him to talk about the girlfriend thing, he pussed out because he was scared of her cutting off his balls.
And that was the whole reason why he even was on the show.
Right. I wanted to contrast how he is in this relationship, and it's totally failing, and I am trying to get into this relationship
and
that is...
make it succeed.
Still kind of failing, but, you know, I'm trying. I'm
Although,
doing...
when you look at it, it's always failing.
Right.
You just don't notice
like,
it yet.
Like, relationship? Fail. So,
yeah, I mean, Ryan's...
he's a good
guy. I enjoy hanging out with Ryan. It's just...
He sucks.
He really doesn't have anything worth saying.
Well, no, and...
sometimes. I mean, like, on the show... like, when we're just chilling or whatever, like, not on the show, it's cool having conversations. But on the show, like, seems like whatever he comments on, like, is something that has nothing to do with what you're saying.
Right.
It just doesn't make sense.
He couldn't stay focused. He was... off in whatever the fuck land he goes off in, and I'm like, I say something, and I'm like, you're fucking...
Where are you?
You know? Like, come on,
just
dude.
Say, just respond to
respond
that.
Something.
It's like, are you listening?
He wasn't paying attention, and what really bugged the fuck out of me was he was so quiet. Like, he is 6 foot... fuck, whatever, and like 300 pounds.
Yeah, he's a
he
big man.
He is so loud. The last show he was on, not Friday, but...
kept having to turn it down.
He was so loud. Yeah. He was like, ah! So I turned his shit down thinking that he was going to, you know, because he's a big guy. He's got a lot of hot
air
in there.
Yeah, it's
and
big lungs.
And big titties and shit, and he just has
got
to get that out. And it just, it didn't happen. So I had to turn it up, and I had to constantly remind him, like, can you please talk into this thing and not whatever the fuck you're talking.
And not into your penis or whatever you're doing.
So I do apologize for that, you guys. It won't happen again. Actually, I shouldn't say that, because chances are it's probably going to happen.
You know,
again.
I have no problem with Ryan coming on the show, as long as it's, you
no,
know, there's two other people.
He can't be the only one with me. Otherwise, it's a fucking mess. And I mean, I listened back to it, and that was one thing. Excuse my face. He called me up the next day on Saturday, and he's like, hey, have you listened to the show yet? And I'm like, no. Excuse my face. Fuck. Excuse me. I was like, I listened to bits and pieces when I was doing the show notes and stuff. Why? And he's like, well, I want to listen to it, but I can't. And I'm like, well, what the fuck? He's like, no, I need you to listen to it first and tell me that it's good, and then I'll listen to it. I'm like, dude, just fucking listen to it and come up with your own, and what's it called? Fucking, okay, cool.
I don't got you that
Thanks,
time.
Ryan. your own preconceptions about it, or whatever the fuck that word I'm looking for. So
I got you.
He's like, oh, okay. Like, you need my permission to answer it. Like, if I would have been like, I listened to it, and it was totally fucking horrible, he would have been like, oh, yeah, it's bad, I'm sorry. But on that same thing...
If it was good,
if
been
I
would have
listened to it and I was like, dude, this was the best show ever, he would have been like, oh, yeah, it's good. Like, he wanted my opinion so he could incorporate that into his.
Well, because he wanted your opinion to be his.
He wanted my
it
seemed like. My permission to be like, listen to it. So I was like, dude, just fucking listen to it. And, you know, he's like, well, has anyone else made any comments yet? And this was before 26 left that voicemail, and before all the forum message board posts that were like, worst show ever, fuck Ryan, don't ever have him back,
you just move out of the state.
You just lost a listener, and I'm taking my money back from
the
shirt
I haven't
bought yet, and fuck you guys, and all that shit. So, whatever. I'm glad you guys were honest about it, though, and you weren't like, dude, that was a good show. Pity, sympathy, Pat type of thing. Like, thank you. I do cherish your guys' honesty more than my own anal virginity. So, I do appreciate...
You lost that a long time ago.
No, I still have that.
No, you don't.
Your finger doesn't count, or...
What about my whole face?
My finger... That went to a bad, dark place. Any
it
feedback?
Always goes there.
By the way, okay. So... Of course, as I was saying on the Friday show, I was like all excited to get out of here and go hang out with Nicole. Mm-hmm. And of course, that didn't happen. I texted her. And
that's where you made your first mistake.
Right.
You were looking forward to it, and you were excited, and I bet even before it happened, you were like, this
probably isn't
going to happen.
The whole show, I'm like, all right, let's hurry up, because I'm going to go hang out with Nicole.
Even though it probably won't happen, but I'm going to get excited anyway.
Fucking retard. I like her so fucking much, and it's just like,
I know what you mean, bro.
Do you know, bro?
I know, man. I've been there.
That's why I just bro down, man. These hoes get my heart broken.
I know.
Shit.
How many times have I broken your heart?
Not once, my friend. Not once.
Not once. Pound it.
Pound that shit. Virtual pound it, guys. Holla. Holla back. So, I call her up and I text her and I'm not getting any answers. I'm like, of course. And then she finally calls me and she's like, oh, I'm at the bar. I'm hanging out with my friends, my girls and shit. I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
Bitches.
That would have been nice to know before I was rushing to get this show done.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's not an excuse of why it sucked.
Right.
It's Ryan's fault that it sucked. But, you know, I wanted to get out there and go see her and stuff. So,
and then you rush for nothing.
Exactly.
It's like I could have just hung out and had more fun. Yeah.
I know. I could have. So, I talked to her and she's like, I'm at the bar and shit. And she's like, can I see you when we're done? And I'm like, of course. I would love for you to just come up here when you're done at the bar and hang out. And she's like, okay, I'll see you in a while. So, of course, I fucking end up waiting, like, all fucking night.
Of course.
And I'm, like, texting her. I'm like, you know, if you're not coming, just let me know so I can just not be thinking about it.
Because,
you know, like, you like a girl and you want to see her and you're looking forward to it. And the minutes just go by, like, hours.
Yeah,
you're like,
sitting here waiting,
what
like...
What the fuck? And all it would have took was one phone call. Hey, I'm not coming.
Yeah.
Get fucked.
That's all...
And that was...
And then you can quit thinking about
it. I know.
It and worry
I would have been
it.
Like, oh, okay, so I can quit looking at my phone and making sure it's working. And
or keep hoping that you're going to see her. It's like, just let me know so I can quit, you know,
I know.
Freaking out.
That's all I wanted. So
I think girls do that on purpose because they want you to be sitting there.
Is that
there.
What it is?
I really do. At least some of the girls I've met and, you know, got to know or dated or gone out with. Like, I noticed that...
Raped or...
What,
oh, sorry,
you know,
what?
Whatever, you know.
What?
It's all the same, really.
It's all, oh, it is.
Yeah.
Right. I mean,
but,
hey,
you know,
tomatoes, tomatoes.
I noticed they just love to kind of have that feeling that they know you're sitting there doing nothing, waiting for them.
Well,
even though they don't want to hang out with you or even when they already know they're not going to, they're still going to let you sit there and wait on them.
That's funny you said that because we read a confession the other day about a girl that was like, with a guy... But broke up with the guy that she was in love with because she wanted him to want her more. It's like...
Wait, run that by
okay,
me again.
We're together, right?
Right.
Me and you, bros.
Yep.
Bros for life, right?
Bromance.
Bromance. We're bromantically involved. Come on.
Yes.
So... woo, woo. What was I saying? So, we're bromantically involved with each other. We're so in love.
Hypothetically. Okay.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Hey, pass that on, would you? But I know you love me. I love you.
Mm-hmm.
You love me. Okay, sorry, I got
no,
that.
Don't
okay,
go
no.
there.
But I feel that it's not enough. I feel that you're not loving me to the full potential, if you will,
right.
of your love. So you know how I remedy that?
How?
I dump your sorry ass. Because
what?
Because now we're not together... How much more do you want me now that we're not together?
Not at all.
Talk about backfire,
yeah.
You stupid twat. Holy Christ. But that works somehow. Because they keep doing it.
Right.
It all depends.
No, because I guess it would depend on the person. Because when you're in a relationship and you know a person well enough, you kind of start getting, like, mischievous and you're, like,
yeah,
plotting.
Yeah.
Like, okay, how can I get this person to
right.
like me?
And it's the same thing, like, when couples are together in this huge relationship and they get into that habit of, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. When you wake
saying
up...
It, like, every time you get off the phone, all
when
that.
You wake up, when
yep.
you get off the phone, before you go to work, when
right.
you get home from work,
whenever
when you're on
you
your
leave
lunch.
Them in any way or...
So, one day comes and you forget to say it. All of a sudden, there's something wrong, which generally, sometimes there will be, but more times than not, there's no problem. It's just, I'm sorry, bitch, I'm just trying to break this monotony you suckered me into with dreams of fucking all-I-can-eat vagina buffets and shit like that. And it's like, no, it doesn't fucking work that way. And it goes back to that same thing I was saying, how I felt bad that I kept bugging her because it's like every day... I want to see you and hang out with you and shit, and you're like, something always comes up, or I'm tired, or I'm busy. So I send her that message, like, I feel like I'm bugging you, I'm going to stop doing that. So if you want to see me, call me.
Well, yeah. And now, because you're tired of putting yourself out there and then getting turned down. It's like, she knows you want to see her, so...
I'm tired of being on the end that's, like, always wanting to hang out, but never getting to hang out. But I feel like a douche because I'm always bugging you.
And it just sucks when you keep asking someone you want to see if they want to hang out and that you keep getting turned down.
So she took that as now I'm mad at her. And that's why I didn't hear from her for like 3 days. I had to actually go into Sykes, and one of her coworkers, another lady I know, is like, why are you mad at Nicole? And I'm like,
excuse me?
Pardon?
This is news to me?
Sphincter says what? Yeah. Like, no, I'm not mad at all. And she's like, oh, well, she thinks you're mad at her. Like, how do you even make that fucking connection that I said I apologize because I bug you all the fucking time because I want to hang out with you and you're always busy, so I leave it up to you. Mm-hmm. Hey, when you're not busy, you give me a call because I'm always available for you. But that I'm mad now because I said that. So fuck me. What do? Just be the douche and keep bugging and bugging
I don't understand how some people just twist shit around like that.
I don't understand how some people are alive.
That, too.
Honestly.
I don't understand why any of us are alive. We're all so fucking worthless.
So, back to the story. Like I said, I waited up to like 2 or 3. No fucking word at all. No, sorry, I'm really drunk, I'm not coming. No, sorry, I met some dude at the bar and I'm just going to go home with him. Like, nothing. No.
Alaskan Jeremy says, hey, what if you each tell each other that you hate the other one? Is that bad?
I don't know, but I will fucking try it.
Try it.
I'll be like, hey, I hate you. And she's like, oh, what are you doing later?
What? Oh, my God.
Are you fucking kidding me? I love
it. And if that doesn't work.
Hold on. Paulo, I love this hat.
I love it, too.
We do have a Jam Hole P.O. Box. The Jam Hole P.O. Box 3652. Kalispell, Montana 59903. Feel free to send us stuff. It is, Christmas is over. But, hey, it's almost my birthday again. No, that's a lie. You can just send us stuff. I have no excuse of why. Because you like the show. You can send us stuff. Send us costumes, and we'll wear them during the show.
Alaskan Jeremy says, really? Me and my fiancé tell each other that we hate each other, but we really love each other?
Right. It's like,
I hope.
This is going to hurt you more than it hurts me. Or, no. This is...
Wait.
What's the one that you're supposed to say?
Right.
That one. Put that one in there.
Yeah. Insert here. Yeah.
Thank you. Pound it. Virtual pound it. Holla in the chat room. So, the next morning, right, I don't hear from her. None of that shit. I get a text message saying, quote, sorry about last night, went to my girlfriend's after party and was way drunk and passed out. You're probably pissed, but I really need my girls with a Z last night. So, what? Are you too drunk to just send me a message being like, I'm not coming? Like, just even that, like... No, and I would have put it together and been like, oh, you're obviously not coming.
Yeah, instead, I can't see you tonight.
Instead, I'm sitting here going through all the worst case scenarios
because
I'm a fucking retard.
I'm the same way. You always think, what's the worst thing that could happen? And you think of that.
That's probably what happened. Because how otherwise, if you weren't lying in a fucking ditch bleeding to death, why wouldn't you be able to just send a text message?
Because that's all,
I'm not even asking for a phone call. A text message. I would prefer a text
you're
message.
You're not even really asking her to come over or anything. You just want to know if
that's
she is or not.
That's
just let me know.
Just let a nigga know.
Like, unless, like, you're in jail or your phone broke.
Hey, you get one
like
phone call.
True.
Let a nigga know. That's all I'm fucking saying.
Be like, yeah.
So I text back, quote, I'm more mad at myself that I sat up all night thinking you were coming. You could have let me know. And is that
really asking
that
too much?
Or? Adequate? I don't know. So, I mean, there's plenty more to this. Mm-hmm. I wrote her back. All you had to do was be honest and say, hey, I'm not coming. Then I would have known. But you said you were coming, so I weighed up like a retard. And that's why I texted her back. And then these are quotes from the actual text messages. So, I don't know. If I wasn't supposed to read these, I'm sorry.
Too
but
bad.
That's kind of what I do.
It's kind of uncensored.
Right. So then she says, quote, I like you, but I can't be in a relationship. I have a lot of fun with you, but if you can't handle just being friends, then I don't know what to tell you. I'm just not ready. I'm just not ready, but the night before you came out and we watched a movie and you were kissing me and we were like, everything was totally cool, but now it's not. But then the next day...
You know how girls get, though. I mean, they're always throwing out those mixed signals. They're always seem to be changing their mind.
Well, and
I
that
mean, they
goes,
can't, you know?
That's why I said what I said. You guys send out so many mixed fucking signals, you're not allowed to bitch when you get raped anymore. How is a guy supposed to know when you're, like, all kissy and huggy and touchy, I like you, and you go home and you start sucking his cock, and the next thing you know, you're hollering rape. No, you can't fucking do that anymore. I'm making a law. You cannot do that. So, basically, after that, I don't know. She said that we can't, and I'm like, you know, I have a lot of friends. That's not what I need. I want a girlfriend or something of that sort. So, I fucking, that was all we talked, and I go into Sykes to eat and stuff, and I see her there, and she comes over and starts talking to me. Like, everything is all good and shit. And
like, this is after you just had that conversation?
Right. That was that morning. And then later that afternoon, I went there. And we hadn't said anything else. And she's talking and shit. And we're talking. And I'm like, so you know, like, where I'm coming from. All I wanted to know was that, you know, you weren't going to come. Or you were. Like, just a simple... What is it called? A nicety or whatever it's called. Just let me know. Yeah. That's
just let
all.
A brother know.
So then she's like, do you want to come hang out tonight? And I'm like, you can't lead me on like this, okay? I don't want to just be your friend. I have plenty of friends. And in my experience, girls don't make the greatest friends, okay?
Right. Well,
I mean,
because,
we can't go out and play football. I mean, I don't do that. But, like, it's... The only, I've said this before, and I'm sorry if I'm blowing your guys' cover, but we need to be honest with people in the world today. The only reason guys are friends with girls is because they want to fuck them, or they want some type of relationship more than a friendship.
Because if you want a friend, you'll just go hang out with one of your bros.
I know! Girls suck at video games. Why would I want to be your friend? Granted, that's a dick thing to say, and this is, you guys are going to take this.
It is a dick
this.
Thing, but
well,
you know it's
don't
the
be,
truth.
Don't be bitches.
I mean, there are some girls that I can, there's a few girls that I know that I'm just friends with,
but what
and
I'm
that's
saying
all I want,
is more times than not, the only reason a guy is a friend with a girl is because he's trying to get close to either her or one of her friends, so
or
he
her mother.
Can persuade, or her mother, or her sister, you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
Is that so he can position himself to, it's a chess game, dude. You're the queen, we're the king. I got a couple rooks, I got my fucking knights, my dark knights, I got my pawns.
Gerard says, I'd rather just have a penis and a vagina.
Well, if only, Gerard.
Just go get a fleshlight.
Hey, when you figure that out, I'll date you and your vagina. No, I won't.
What?
Totally,
you'll date him and his
strike
penis
that from
slash
the,
vagina?
I'm totally kidding.
No,
shut
you're
the
not.
Fuck up. So... I tell her all that, and she's, like, sad and stuff. And I'm like, what's the matter? And she's like, well, I feel really bad. I'm like, why? Because I shouldn't have done that to you. Well, no fucking shit. But it's fine. We're past that. It's over. I'm not the kind of guy that holds grudges and shit. And, of course, I'm a fucking retard, so I will still continue to pursue this. So she gets off work, and I had to work at Anna's on Saturday. I think I had any notes from that. No. So, sorry. Very unorganized right now. I'm very upset about this, you know?
I hear you.
You hear me?
I understand what
you're saying.
You
know what
through.
I mean?
I do.
You know what I mean? Yes, you do.
Whatever.
You bit my lip and it bled. I know. Now you have AIDS. No, I'm kidding. So, I get off work and shit and she's
actually,
like...
you do have AIDS now.
Right.
Because I got it and I didn't have it before I met
you.
Sorry.
Well, sorry.
Good luck. At least,
I'm gonna knock you the fuck
out. You
know,
word on the street is, though, those AIDS pills, if you crush them up and smoke them,
you get fucked up! Oh, shit.
That's what the word on the street is.
Word on the street is you get fucked up from smoking AIDS pills. So, I'm just gonna end this real quick. Basically, she wanted me to come hang out with her friend's house, and these are... I'm gonna get such shit for this, but... She is a beautiful girl. I think the world of her.
Okay,
her
so
friends,
you're talking about the site.
Nicole,
school.
Right.
I was just thinking.
Her
did,
friends?
Did I ever see her there when I was with you?
I don't know.
Because there was one girl there that
really
was...
skinny, really just beautiful.
Does she have, like, shorter brownish
yeah,
hair?
Yeah, dark hair.
Some,
does not
she
the
have
deaf dark... girl, not Maddie.
No, not her. But there was one
yeah,
girl.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is she a waitress? Because
no,
I saw
no,
her. And she
that's
was,
somebody else. Okay.
Never
are you
mind.
Good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, check. So her friends are kind of skeezies, right? Like, I understand she has a problem. I had a problem. That's fine.
We all got problems.
We all got problems, man. If I had a nickel, right? Holla, holla back. So these people, like meth addicts, junkies, like hardcore shit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not...
That's not hard to find into.
I'm not trying to make what I do or did sound any better, but, like, that's a whole nother animal. That's...
Yeah.
Those kinds of
people...
I
mean, they're both bad, obviously.
When I was doing shit, I was maintaining, like, somewhat of a life. These people, when they get in it, it's, like... Your whole life is spent sifting through your carpet trying to find meth, and that's
yeah.
just nasty.
I mean, you know, you had a problem too, but at least
not
it was,
with meth.
You,
I,
well, no, I mean, just
I got
with the
my
pills.
Meth problem out of the way when
yeah.
I was 16
well,
for
and,
a few
you
months,
know, that
and
was,
I'm
yeah.
done with few that months. Shit. And I never even have like with the pills. I still have like little inklings. It's like you could go get high, but then I'm like, no, I'm done with that shit. No more doing
right,
that.
Right. Well, but what I was
but
just
with
trying
the meth,
to say
I
that,
never got that.
What I was trying to say is, you know, when you were having. Problems with pills and stuff.
Ooh,
you were,
meth. Sorry.
It's not like you were having to steal or
well,
like
no,
suck
no
dick
time
for
to waste. Oh, meth. Yeah, no, it
for
never,
money. I mean, you still
or sucking
afford.
Dick for money. It never
right.
got that far.
Yeah, I mean,
right.
You just
so,
had to be like, hey, mom.
DV listener, holla. I love that song. That used to be my ringtone for a while. So
God, that would be
I'm,
weird.
I'm hanging out there, and she's not really drunk, but. She's maybe a little buzzed or something, and she's
high on meth.
No, no. I told her I was like, if you like, she had mentioned that she did it before we started
was that,
hanging out.
Was that her? Was that her like problem?
No, not at all. She had the same problem I did.
Oh,
but I made it totally clear. I'm not hanging out in a house where these fucking meth people are because methies, I like to call them methies. They. Are generally the first ones on the list to get popped.
Yeah, they're
most, comes,
the most likely to get
it's
popped.
It's because they're so weird.
That's,
they're so twitchy.
Yeah.
You can point
they're
that
obvious.
Shit out. Like, I was going through work fucked up on pills and shit, and nobody ever noticed once. But with meth, you fucking your eyes and you're like...
You're all
ah.
fucking red.
Like, you
yeah,
know.
I mean,
so I told her I'm not going to be in a place where that shit's happening, where they're doing it, where they're going to get it. Like,
and it also has a strong smell that carries. I mean,
well,
you
I'm
can
not
smell
even worried
that
about that.
Too.
I'm worried about yeah. if they're the kind of people that are doing meth, chances are they've been being watched. And I don't need to be at the wrong place, wrong time. I'm at this house trying to hang out with this girl, and all of a sudden the cops come busting in. Like, you might think that's what my life is missing. Nay.
Yeah.
It is not.
You know,
what
that's
kind
of the last thing you need.
Exactly.
Really, when you think about it.
So, I'm there hanging out, and she's just totally, like, being my girlfriend now. All of a sudden.
All up in you
went
and shit.
From, I can't do this, I'm not ready. And, oh, that's why I forgot. I had sent her a message earlier, and I was like, what is going to change in your life anytime in the future that is going to make you ready to want to date me? Like, there's nothing that's going to change now. I can help you. We can
right.
do
I mean,
this.
You're either ready or not.
I was
not.
Like, what
I
do
mean,
you want in life? Like, what are you trying to do? And she's like, I just want a family. I want to be happy.
But,
I don't want to be lonely. I'm like, well, what are you waiting for, dude? We're not getting any younger. Like,
yeah,
I'm not.
That's why. But that didn't really
I'm
answer
not
the question, though. Why are you ready? That is not an answer.
Why aren't you ready?
Yeah.
Like, what are you waiting for? That's why I asked her. Like,
what
is going
to
change
right.
that you're going to be ready to date me all this time?
What
sudden?
Do you need to do in your life to make it so you're ready, or what do you need to do
Your
for her?
Ex is still going to be a huge piece of shit. Mm-hmm. He's still gonna fuck with you and make you take all these random piss tests and shit because he wants to take the baby away. The same fucking guy that when you were pregnant with the baby, he was trying to get you to abort it, and when that didn't work, he broke up with you, and then when the baby was born, he didn't even want to hold it or touch it or anything. But now, all of a sudden, because that baby's his one fucking link to you, that he's gonna try and get you back and shit. That's fucking bullshit. And this goes back to what I said about guys. If you are with a girl and you guys break up, that's it. You're fucking done. You can't hold a little fucking leash over their head and try and get back with them. Quit that.
Have you ever done that?
No.
Are you sure?
Have I?
Yeah.
To who?
To anyone. To any girl.
You said yeah, like you know I did.
Oh, no. I was just...
I don't know. Have I?
I don't know. Have you?
Did I do it to you? No. Did I do it to you?
Maybe. I'm here.
Come here.
No.
Come here. Okay, sorry. You totally groped my butt.
Yeah, after getting...
Do you feel better? I promise I wouldn't cry.
I shed some tears. It's all right, though.
Hey, can you... Any tears you shed, can you put them in that tear bottle over there?
Yeah.
I saved those.
Okay.
No big deal.
Wait, is that... I thought that was...
No, that's the semen one. The other one. Oh, okay, yeah, that one.
They look kind of similar.
Well, my tears are milky and... What?
Huh?
Where is this going? Anyway, sorry guys. 406-204-GOT-PEE. If you guys have anything to say about this,
I just
jamal.com/feedback. Also,
something I wanted to mention.
Please?
About her again. I don't think that she's not ready. She just doesn't know what she wants. Like, I don't think she knows if she wants to be with you yet.
Is that
but
it?
She's using that I'm not
just
ready.
Indecisiveness.
Line. That's my guess. I mean, that's just what it sounds like.
Or are you waiting to see if something better comes along?
Yeah, but I don't know.
Why wouldn't you just date me until that happens?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a dumb thing to say, and I don't want that to happen.
You can't think logically when you're talking about a girl.
Right. Because I don't have a vagina in between my legs controlling my mind.
Yeah.
I have a dick controlling my mind.
But at least I think our dicks kind of work with us a little better.
Ours do.
Yeah.
Wait. Right.
With our mind.
It's like a little antenna.
Right.
Like, I get beam you, like, watch, right?
Yep.
Bing!
Yep.
Did you get that?
I got it.
What was I thinking?
You said I love you. Love me. I love
Boom.
You, too.
Boom. Bro, man. Ding! I love you, too.
All right.
Amazing.
Damn.
Dick-to-dick telepathy. never mind.
Dick-telepathy?
That's why I didn't want it to go
dick-telepathy.
Dick-telepathy.
Yes.
Thank you, bro. So, yeah, we're like, everything is great. I had such a great time. And then the next day...
DSP.
What?
Gerard says it's DSP.
What's that mean?
I don't know. The dick-telepathy.
Got it. Thank you. So, yeah, and then all, like, everything was great, and... It was like we were together that night. Like, nothing like that happened. I mean, we were kissing and hugging and holding hands and shit. And, like, we leave and we go and get her friend.
Was this the last time you saw her? Is this?
Yeah. So, we go and get her friend. Or, no, I saw her the next day. But we go and get her friend. We come back and we're hanging out and shit. And it gets late. And I'm like, all right, you know, I'm going to go. She was starting to fall asleep and stuff. And I wasn't going to just, like... She was the only person I knew there, so I'm not gonna...
Right.
She's passed out, and I'm like...
You're just, like, by yourself now, pretty much.
So, yeah. And, oh, yeah, if you guys... hello? Okay, sorry. If you guys do add us for the Jam Hole Skype, if you're calling Skype to Skype, you can call the Jam Hole, all lowercase, all one word. Add us as a friend, and I'll add you, and then you can call that way. Or, like I said before, 406-204-GOT-PEE. Or hot pee, depending on. So, yeah, like, everything was great. She gave me this awesome hug and kiss goodbye. I'll see you tomorrow. Like, everything she had said earlier was totally erased. Like, I do want to be your girlfriend. I mean, I'm speculating. But based off of her behavior, that's what it seemed like. So, then the next day comes, and, you know, I go and hang out there. It was Sunday. I didn't have to work or anything. And I don't hear from her all morning, all afternoon and shit. Like, no texts, no calls, nothing. Like, are you okay?
Yeah.
Again, the worst case scenario. Like, did you not wake up? Did somebody rape you? Did, you know, I don't know. No phone call. And then, you know, later on, she calls and I talk to her and everything's okay, but not as okay as it was last night. So maybe... She was high last night or drunk or
passed
something.
Out
or maybe. I don't.
Just guessing. Just throwing it out there, you know.
Wow, incriminate much? You prick. So, yeah, and then that night, she's like, I'm like, can I see you? And she's like, yeah, you know, I'm at home. I have the kid. And so, you know, I bring her food and coffees, and we're just hanging out watching movies, and everything's totally cool again. So then the next morning, which is today, like, I don't hear from her all day until later in the afternoon, and then, you know, she's like, do you want to go sledding? And I'm like, yeah, but I got the show, so
today?
That's, right, so that's where I'm at. Like, I don't know, if you guys have any advice or thoughts on it, I'm more than happy to be open to hear what you guys have to say, because I don't know what to fucking do. Like, yeah.
I don't know.
Keep
just
doing
try.
This up and down thing where one day she's totally into me and the next day I'm not ready to do anything or yeah. that. And it's like, I don't want to pressure her because that's stupid.
You just got to try and, like, not throw yourself out there towards her so hard.
But then she thinks I'm mad when just call me when you want to hang out. Now I'm mad at her. Do you do?
I don't mean that. I don't know. Just like...
What do you mean? Say
however
what you mean.
Much you're, like, trying to hang out with her or, like...
Like,
how,
just stop
how strongly
altogether?
You're putting yourself out there, like, just tone it down just a tiny bit. I don't mean, like, don't call her at all. Just maybe often.
I'm an all-or-nothing kind of guy.
Well, I'm just
making a suggestion. I know what you're saying. So, yeah, I don't know. And you guys always email info@thejamhole.com if you ever need help, because I can definitely help you. I mean, I've gone through it all.
You can't help yourself, but you can help them.
If you can stump me with a question, I will send you a free jam hole shirt. I'm not even kidding. But it's got to be truthful.
Don't be
I like these jam hole
fucking
shirts.
Me too.
See, if you're a girl and you go to thejamhole.com/forums, you can look at what it looks like over some titties. Thank you, Shazam.
And then if you get one, I'd like to see what it looks like over your titties.
And Viola, you're so hot. I keep looking at her picture. I'm just like, man, your eyes are amazing.
Are you going to seriously try and hook up with this girl over the internet?
If she lived anywhere near here, I would definitely try and hook up with her.
Maybe you just need to go...
Hey, Viola, how about you come here and you can hang out here?
Maybe you should just start MySpace prowling for chicks.
You can... Fuck you, Brayden. You can come here and totally fuck my world up like everybody else. Okay, well, that's enough of that. Oh, real quick, this made my fucking day today. So,
what, is this what I think it is?
No. Oh shit!
Don't
the
forget
gas station.
That. Yes,
that'll be
I
after
gotta
this.
Hear that.
And then we got some things that 26 sent into us, a little Craigslisty, and yeah, some other shit. So, you know, we got a shit. This is so brilliant. We got a shitload of snow right yesterday, last night,
yeah,
today,
tons.
Boss's kid, he's out there shoveling the walk, and he's all right, but I love
just
my
cracking
job.
Jokes.
I love my job. Just, hey, this is a comedy podcast.
Yeah.
So
just even if you don't think it's funny, it's because I'm being sarcastic.
We think it's funny, and that's all that matters.
I'm sarcastic prick sometimes.
Sometimes I don't even upload shows. We actually do shows 5 days a week, but you wouldn't know that because I only upload 3 of them. The other 2, those are for us. Pound it.
That's
so
personal, you could say.
Yeah, that's the purse. That's the headies. The
purses.
Head stash, if you know what I mean. Can you load the salvia, please?
Yes.
So, yeah, we had a bunch of snow, and he is out there shoveling. And not all of it's coming up because it was frozen. So there's, like, probably a 2-inch thick layer of ice underneath all this snow, right? So, thanks. So, I'm in the back.
I'm trying to multitask here, sorry.
Take care of the salvia. I'll handle this. So, I'm in the back. Filling water and shit, and all of a sudden one of the girls comes in. She's like, can you come up front and help us with this? I'm like, with what? She's like, some lady got stuck. I'm like, okay. I'm thinking there's a car stuck in the side of the road or
whatever. It's a lady that's stuck, like the
literally
lady. Totally, right?
You know what a rascal is? Free
yes,
the
three-wheeler, like the wheelchair type thing, but you just sit on it. It's the three wheels.
Like an ATV for elderly people.
Right.
An EATV.
No, it's a fucking...
An EATV.
It's an elderly big wheel.
Yes.
That's motorized.
With 4 wheels instead of 3, though.
I've seen some with just 3, though.
Really?
Just the one in the front, 2 in the back.
Oh, no, this had 2, too, but definitely not 4-wheel drive. But, so I get out...
She should have got one with 4-wheel drive.
She should have lost about 400 fucking pounds. You wouldn't be disabled to begin with, you fat fuck. So
I was that kind of disabled person.
Right. So I get out there, and it's this huge, like, that's
a big
huge bitch! Like, stuck in this rascal in the fucking alley. Like, there's sidewalk, alley, sidewalk. And the fucking alley, and it was all snow, and then in this on the sidewalks, there's a bunch of ice with the snow and shit. And it was shoveled, but not all the way. And this big old fat bitch got totally stuck in it. And I'm trying so fucking hard not to just point and fucking laugh like...
How could you not? Totally.
It's so horrible.
Did you, dude,
so,
could you...
John, this is great. So she...
I want a picture.
I wish you could have taken...
That would have been the best twit
if my
ever.
Fucking... Oh, if I wasn't right there at work,
with
in
your
the
boss
work
and
clothes.
Shit, yeah. Hi, right. My name's Matt.
Okay, can you smile? Say I'm a fat bitch. Yeah. Cheese. Okay. So there's this old dude that came out of some other building, I guess. Sorry, lost my light pen. Nice. And he helps her up out of the thing. He can't support her weight. She's so big. And I'm not even exaggerating. She is not disabled because she's old. She was maybe in her 60s, late 60s, with the fat, you know, the fat adds, you know, another couple hundred pounds, probably another 20 years to your life. Or takes away 20 years. Yeah, you know what I mean, right?
Right, right.
Okay. He's trying to hold her up. His legs are all shaking and shit, like he's about to buckle. Someone else comes out. Like, I'm standing inside the building still just watching this. Like, I know if I go out there, I'm going to start fucking laughing and telling her she shouldn't have left her fucking house or some shit like that. Some cruel, awful shit because I have no heart inside because women are bitches. Not all of you. Or you. But you bit me and that hurt. So, this guy, he's got her up, another dude comes out, and so now it's like a fat bitch Oreo. She's the cream filling with, they're white dudes, sorry, that was a bad thing, but white dude, old guy, big old fat bitch in the middle, like mm-hmm. a fucking sandwich, just disgusting
yeah,
fat.
Just jumping together and disgusting.
Sitting there, right. Just sighing relief, thank God she's off me. Trying to, like, they moved the rascal to the other side of the alley, right? They have uh-huh. to go, she's on this side, road, alley, road. They get, she's here, alley. They get the rascal on the other side, one of them does, while this guy's trying to fucking support this bitch. Goes back, and now they're walking her to get back to the rascal.
Wait, so she
In
can
this,
walk? No, she can.
She can, but.
She's too fucking
she's
fat.
Too fat. Fucking fat to walk.
I
have zero sympathy for that. You did that to yourself.
You can fucking walk.
Now
you know what? The reason why you're so fat is because you're too fucking
because
lazy.
You don't fucking walk.
If you would just walk, because you obviously can. You just saw it.
Should have had a V8. Should have had about 100 fewer cheeseburgers, you fat fuck.
It's right. You know what?
I have no sympathy for that shit. You did that to yourself, and now we are expected to fucking deal with it. Fuck that
you
shit.
You don't deserve
fucking
our help.
Die.
She doesn't deserve
you,
your help out because
you,
she can walk.
You
she
don't
just chooses not to because she's so fat. She could easily just get out of the fucking rascal.
You don't deserve what money is being spent with your stupid government check that you get every month because, and disabled. You're not disabled.
I'm
you're
disabled.
Just fat.
Remember that IT crowd?
Yes.
I'm disabled.
I'm disabled.
I'm disabled.
Well, what kind of disability? I'm disabled.
I'm disabled.
I am so fucking sick of that shit. They take advantage of all this shit, and then they expect everything to be handed to them, to be waited on hand and foot by other people. Mm-hmm. Other people have to take care of themselves. Why can't you do the same?
I'm really not that fucking hard.
It is when you're that fucking big and you're that old.
But it's not that hard to prevent that from happening.
You let yourself go, and I have no fucking sympathy for that. It's glandular. Get fucked. It's I can't stop fucking shoving grease into my big fat face. That's what it's called. And if you can figure out the disease name for that, email info@thejamhole.com. 406-204 got pee.
Hot pee.
So they're
hold
moving.
On, I need to get some of this fucking
oh, shit,
out of the way.
Sorry.
Alaskan Jeremy says, dude, if you give me a jam hole shirt, I will give you a shot of stumping me.
What? No, that's not how it works. Yeah. You have to actually send in. Right. And if I stump you, or...
You have to send in your problem and stump Matt with it to where he can't give you any
And I
kind
won't
of help.
Even Google it. I'll do it on the fly. I give a fuck. I can't freestyle rap for shit, but I can freestyle funny. And I will help you.
Seriously.
Oh, hold on real quick. Thejamhole.com/donate. You can just buy a shirt. They're $18. We got medium, large, and extra large. And I got a few left, believe it or not. They look a little something like this.
You got a few left?
Yeah, I got a few.
A few?
A few.
How many is that?
Probably like 30.
Oh.
Fuck you, Brayden. Fuck you.
Like, seriously, I am serious. I will stump you with things that my fiance has said to me. !
Okay.
One. Excuse me. Please, I am too poor to buy one, but...
Who is that?
Want one so bad.
Who
That's
is that?
Alaskan Jeremy.
All right, Jeremy.
I want a shirt. I will stump Matt. God, that's. I get it. You don't need to leave 5 feedback.
Okay, let's keep the feedbacks. No, I'm kidding. You guys can feedback the shit out of it. I don't give a fuck. But if you, Jeremy, this is just for Jeremy because he's my boy. You PayPal me enough money for shipping, I will send you a fucking shirt.
Yeah, how much is shipping? Like
$4? $18. No.
No, but how much is shipping?
That's a trick. I don't know. Pay.
It's he's in the U.S. at least. That helps.
Well, he's in Alaska, I would imagine,
that's
right?
U.S.
Okay,
yeah,
so
that would be
PayPal me $5, dude, and I will send you a shirt.
$5.
Just you. And a picture of your girlfriend naked. Sorry. Wearing the shirt.
Right.
Just the shirt with titties, please.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotta have the titties.
Okay. So, right. These two guys now... All of a sudden, she is their burden to bear. And I'm just imagining what happens if they're holding her up and she goes down. She's going to kill one of those guys. That's murder. Now what? What do we do now? Where do we go from there? Right? So she fucking... It is so painful. I'm watching this. Just wishing that I could just go out there and...
Just
one
it.
In the head. Just...
Put you out of your
out
misery.
Of your misery and ours.
Everyone
and
else's.
Your poor fucking family that has to see you just gaining and gaining and going, hey, grandma, hey, mom, you know that's not healthy. You're going to die soon. And she's like, oh, it's glandular.
Quit costing us
I'm
so
hungry.
Much fucking money.
I'm hungry. Cook! Quit eating fast food, you fat fuck, and cook something.
Eat a fucking salad for
Eat
dinner.
For fuck's sake, I'm sorry, I'm getting
all
worked up and
sweating. You are sweating like a beast.
I'm sorry, this gets me upset. Just watching these drains on society, I go around every fucking day carrying 100 pounds of fucking water, and that's my burden to bear, and I fully accept that for what I've done in my life, that's fine. You don't get to just fucking be like, oh, help me because I'm old and fat. No, you fucking deal with it. I see you already dealt with it by getting a rascal. Obviously, you are not gonna kick it into four-wheel drive and make it through the fucking snow. So what the fuck are you doing out in the first place?
She should have got some studded wheels.
She should have stayed the fuck home! And not have left the comfort of your area, your stable, if you will.
Okay, I got it.
You twat.
Got it. Moving on.
I'm not done.
I think we're good.
Are we good?
I think we can move on.
I'm so pissed about it. Anyway, so they're moving her.
26 says this has to do with
fuck 26. Sorry, I didn't mean that.
I am slightly overweight.
Excuse me. I didn't mean that.
I think he knows.
I'm sorry.
I don't think anyone takes anything
And no,
to say
I'm not
seriously.
Saying fat like Frankie Sino in 26. You guys are not fat. You guys look like...
Are husky.
You guys look bulimic compared to this cow.
Yeah. Fat is like, you know, a few hundred pounds.
Yeah. Yeah. She was at least 3, maybe even 4.
Yeah.
Hundo.
Okay, so 26 says, I am slightly overweight and will say I sometimes get in manic food eating mode where I eat way too much in a frenzy. This fat bitches never snap out of it.
Amazing. Anything else?
That's his.
So basically I was watching him and they're like literally.
Oh, hey, Alaskan Jeremy says okay, will do, but no titties.
Okay.
So
vagina?
I don't know. Can her jam hole?
Can you email me? We'll work out the logistics of it. I just want picture with other people wearing our shirts. Frank. Because I want to make a store eventually. We're going to sell jam hole condoms. Mm-hmm. Before you get up in a jam hole, wrap it up.
Frank says, you're complaining about fat people, but you're helping certain people be fat because you deliver pizza to them.
Right. Hey, we all got to make a living. It's not my fucking job to regulate how many fucking calories these fat fucks are intaking. Like it was said on Keith and the Girl, food, just like gas, should be charged by the calorie. Mm-hmm. Like gas, you pay for it by the gallon. You should pay for food by the calorie.
Or even
I guarantee
if you're not paying it,
people will watch what the fuck they're eating.
Yeah. Well, maybe not pay it by the calorie, but maybe well, like for like 20 calories.
I'm not
or 10
saying
or whatever,
99 yeah. cents yeah. for a quadruple fucking double fat burger.
Right.
Like, let's do something here. So basically, to finish the story, I know you guys are sick of hearing about it. These guys, literally, one guy would move and have to actually physically grab her calf with both of his fucking hands because she's got little fucking tree stump legs and move it. And then she took a breath and she was wheezing, dude. Like, you're not even walking. These two guys are doing all of the work for you, but you're still out of breath.
It's 'cause
how does that work?
Just by not sitting down, because
Christ
you
Almighty.
Always are every second. You're either sitting down or laying down, so just by being in the upright position, you're out of breath.
Yes.
That's
and
how
and she
bad.
Was breaking a sweat and like... like, no joke, after they did it. And they were doing all the fucking work. They were moving each leg so slow, and she was so winded, but she had that fucking look that all these, ugh, I hate it, all these fucking old people have that look in their eye like, you owe me, we don't owe you shit, die already, I owe you a 9 milli fucking bullet to the head, that's all I fucking owe you, and if you want to come collect, then let's dance.
Okay.
Thank you.
Are we done?
Yes.
Good. Glad you got that out.
So we went to the gas station today.
Got some food.
Got some food. You know I was telling you about this girl that works there, right?
Is it the one you
yes.
tried to get with once?
Yes. Okay. And she liked me and I liked her. Mm-hmm.
But then she was on her period.
Right. And then, she was always fucking busy. Same thing. Oh, I'm busy. I really, really
want
to hang
out
with
you.
You.
I just can't.
Every time I work there at Anna's, she's always staring at me. We're always like
smiling. She even
smiling.
Looks at me too.
It's
weird.
Weird.
Yeah. Like,
and
I don't...
it's not because you're Indian. I've seen Indians before.
Yeah.
That's something you do and that's
it's,
weird.
Yeah. It's just
but
a...
there's something about it
yeah,
that
she's
I just...
always... like whenever I go...
Her, they're so hot and sexy. Not as hot and yeah. sexy as Viola's eyes. Oh, no. Viola, you're mine, baby.
It's weird, though. Like, saying. Even when I go, like, today when I went and got something to drink, and, like, she's standing over there, and, like, she just kind of. She doesn't.
She
just,
knows
she
you're
doesn't,
my friend.
Yeah, and, like, she knows about the show, too, I think. You've told her that you do it, right?
Yes, and
yeah.
I've put stickers up that they always take off.
Like, she just, like, I don't know, every time I see her, like, even from a distance and I look and she looks, like, she doesn't just look at you like a person
right.
would normally.
She's,
like, she looks
she's
at you.
She's fucking you with her
yeah,
eyes.
Yeah, like,
with
she's
her mind,
doing something.
Her mind bullets, she is raping
quit
you.
Using your mind bullets against me.
So, then I ended up dating Cuckoo, and I guess she ended up getting a boyfriend or whatever. And then, you know, we broke up and shit. And I talk to her every now and then. And I'm like, you know, are you still single? And she's like, no. And I'm like, of course not. Finally, I'm single. You were single, but now you have a boyfriend, whatever. But that doesn't stop her. Like, she still always is really flirty and talking.
Right.
And I'm like, so, did your boyfriend go to Iraq yet? Like, what are we waiting for? No, we're going to break up. I'm like, well, what the fuck are you waiting for? Don't be like, oh, we're going to break up and then never do it. Like, I don't care.
Old
I'm not
going
to let
old.
You cheat on him because I like you and I liked you before you guys even fucking met.
Every
but
girl,
for some reason, we could never hang out because you were always busy or whatever the
every,
fuck. And she has no kids. Mm-hmm. And she's a little, like, a couple years older than me. No fucking kids, which is like, whoa, dude, really? Like, hold on to that one, right?
Yeah.
So what were you saying?
I forgot.
Oh, okay, wasn't important. So anyway, this has been going on for, you know, 4 months now, it seems like. Before I started dating Cuckoo, before that. So back and forth and all this, and nothing ever came of it. So we get to, this is so bad. We get to Anna's today. And you guys don't even know what happened and you're laughing. Pardon my itchy balls. So I really gotta pee. Like, I gotta piss. Like, my back teeth are floating, right? Hey!
I'm trying to fucking talk to Jeremy about this shirt, because he won't quit.
Email info@thejamhole.com, and we'll deal with it after the show.
He's trying to deal with it through feedback
posts. We can't, no more feedback.
No more feedback about the t-shirt.
We will deal with it after the show. I promise. Okay.
Promise.
What was I saying? Are you on the...
Excuse me.
Your nose. Got it. Okay. So I run into the fucking bathroom, right?
Right.
Kick the door open. Fucking, I'm gonna piss all over this motherfucker. Guess who's in there? The girl.
Oh.
In the guy's bathroom. Weird.
What's she doing?
Waiting for me. No. Not totally not. But,
and then
check
I'm standing outside
out.
And you're like, hey, don't let anyone come in for about 5 minutes.
Oh, that was before. So Chris is also in there from Anna's, the kid, not the dad.
Mm-hmm.
So I run in there, I kick the door open, he's washing his hands, she's over there mopping. And he starts to leave. I fucking run up to her, just, I don't even know why I did this. Something came over me. I apologize if you're listening, kind of.
Not really.
I fucking grab the mop and I throw it down and I grab her and I fucking throw her against the wall in the fucking bathroom stall, and I just fucking hold her there, and I'm just like looking at her like, I'm gonna kiss you so fucking bad. And then like we just kind of like stare at each other for a minute, and like I got her up against the wall with my body against hers, just like boom, you know, just like fucking duh. And then like I set her down and I run out. And I look out the fucking door, and Brayden's right there. I'm like, dude, don't let anybody come in here for like 5 minutes. And I fucking shut the door. And I run back in there, and she's mopping again. And I fucking kick the mop over, and I fucking grab her, and I pick her up, and I set her on the fucking sink there. And I just...
Excuse me? You just what?
I just... Oh, I'm sorry. I just fucking kissed her. Like, I kissed the fuck out of her. And I just, all that shit that had just been building up and building up. And all of the frustration from Nicole and just this and that. And it just all came out. And I came in my pants. No, I'm totally kidding. But, wow. Like, and I stopped and I'm like, I'm very sorry about that. I don't know what came over me. And she's like, no, that's okay. And I'm like,
I wanted you to keep going.
Yeah, no, so I'm like, what? You're not hollering and rape and shit? Like, cool.
That's a first? Holy
shit. I know,
shit.
I didn't even use the chloroform. Brilliant, right? No kids. Beautiful.
Wow,
I think she's really pretty.
Perfect. This is the perfect woman for you.
But
she has no kids.
She has a boyfriend.
You tried to rape her.
Boyfriend.
Like, that matters ever, though.
I'm like, so, what are you waiting for? Like, when are you going to dump this guy so we can hang out? Which is such, I feel like such a scumbag doing that. But you guys have to understand, if you guys are going to be dating more than one girl fucking us, or if you guys are going to fuck girls up and then send them back out into the wild so we have to deal with them all cuckoo magoos, fuck that shit. I have no more respect for you guys. And I will, if your girl, if you're not fucking her right, you better watch out. Because some shit will happen. And I'm sorry, I try not to do that kind of shit because I would hate it if that shit was done to me. But I'm so over it, you know?
Yeah.
You can only take so much. And then that happens. And so she's up there and, you know, we kiss for like a couple more minutes. And I give her a hug and I'm like, as soon as you're single, if I'm single, which I foresee that happening, and Nicole can't make a fucking decision, I'm sorry. I don't want to say like this is choice one and this is choice two, but that, I don't know. Is that a douche fucking thing to do? I mean, how many feedback do we have?
None.
Oh, okay. So,
but no, if she wanted,
it felt so right. Like,
yeah.
That was,
but if
like,
she really
I've
wanted,
never done that before. Like,
she
just kicked the door open and fucking slammed. It was so fucking pimp. I felt badass after doing that. I was like, yeah. And I fucking looked at my dick and we shook hands and I was like, yeah, motherfucker, yeah.
Your dick doesn't have a hand.
It does, kind of. It,
If she really wanted to be with you, though, she could just dump her boyfriend.
Right.
Is that hard?
He's going into the military, though, to go off to Iraq, I think. So, this is a bad thing to say. Also, but why stop now, right? Or why ruin a good thing?
Yeah, of course.
Maybe she's waiting for him to go there, get killed, and then she gets a bunch of money.
That is
in
so
which
awful.
Case...
Wait, why?
Hold
she's
on.
Not married?
No.
So she wouldn't get any money?
Oh. I was going to say, I'm cool with that. Like, if we can live and you get money...
Well, you better call...
I'm cool with that.
Call that chick up right now. Tell her to marry that motherfucker.
Get married, stat.
And then you guys can live happily ever after off of his fucking life insurance.
Panawa says, nice. Guy goes to military. This guy mouth rapes his girlfriend in the bathroom. Hey, she had eyes for me before she even met that fucker, so get fucked. Sorry. I didn't mean that. But... I don't know. Like I said, I'm down to my fucking minimum. You know, I'm over it. I'm done trying to be all nice and suave. And I'm.
You can only do that for so long before you just can't.
And it's not working. So now you know where I'm at? I'm at the point where I'm kicking down doors and mouth raping other guys' girlfriends. That's what you bitches forced me to
do. If that's what it fucking takes to get a girlfriend.
Are you happy? Is that what you fucking wanted? Because that's what you got. You created this monster. Now deal with it. Are we good?
That's all you. That's all right. Your
well, thank you guys for listening.
Ordeal.
We will be back Wednesday. Goodbye.
Excuse me?
Oh, are we not done?
We still have confessions. We still have news stories. We still have to do some clues.
How long are we, please?
About 15 inches.
Cool.
We're at an hour.
Okay. Sorry.
So we need to get fucking
moving. I know. I just that shit has been bugging me all weekend, and I had to get it out, and I feel much better. Bring on the funny. 26 sent us in a little Craigslist ad. This one is called Enabler. Sorry, I need to drop in my light pen. Enabler. Oh, and if you guys want to call in, 406-204-GOT-P.
Yes, we're taking calls now.
Yeah, I don't know if you know this or not, but we take live calls now.
So, hey, how about this? I think this might be a good idea. We'll take live calls anytime after, like, the first part of the show where we talk about, you know, whatever.
Why? We can take live calls whenever.
Well, because when you're doing that stuff, you don't take the calls.
It's automatic. If anyone were to call, it would have picked up.
I thought stereo radiation called.
No, they were adding us as friends.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so...
It just seems like when you get, like, in... Because whenever you talk about stuff, you start ranting and, like, going
right.
on and...
I understand
keep
that.
Going, so...
Well, it would have came in and he would have been like, hey, and I would have been like...
Shut the fuck up.
One moment, caller. Fuck all these bitches, mouth rape, blah, blah, blah. And caller, say something funny, go. Okay, see, there's no caller,
right.
So that, okay. So, yeah, like I said, email info at the jam hole. Oh, yes, caller, you're live on the jam hole. Say something funny.
Hey, sorry to be a hassle, you guys. I'm already feeling quite drunk.
Who
dis? Lask and Jeremy. I'm trying to figure out what I need to do. How much do I need to send you guys in order for you guys to send me a t-shirt up here?
Just pay for the shipping, bro. I'll take care of the rest.
Okay, well, write that down in the chat, and I'll PayPal it to you immediately.
Okay, thejamhole.com/donate. Just PayPal, like, $5 or $10. $10 preferably.
How much? $10 preferably?
$10.
All right, I got you.
$10, okay. Thejamhole.com/donate.
Like.
All right, holla. See how easy that was? 406-204-GOT-P. We're taking live calls. We're amazing like that. No big deal. So, 26 sent us in a little Craigslist ad. And if you guys ever want to send us in something for the show, email info@thejamhole.com. If it's good, we will read it on the show and give you proper credit. So this is a little Craigslist ad. This one is called Enabler Seeks Addict for Mutually Destructive Long-Term Relationship.
Run that past me one more time.
Enabler, someone who enables
a per- right.
Right. Seeks, as in I'm looking.
Yes,
kitty.
I see you.
Hi, kitty.
Found
for
a
seeks addict...
Drugs,
like,
like meth,
a drug addict,
pills, perhaps,
crackhead,
right?
For like, this is for you.
I need, yeah, this
I
is
ne-
what
okay.
I need.
Mutually, as in
we all agree,
all of us,
we're good.
Destructive, as in
blowing some
kaboom,
yeah, kaboom.
Hello and welcome to my fucked up addict enabled life. Long term relationship, aka
forever,
LTR, forever.
Yes,
me : clean, sober, single, white female with infinite patience and a degree in astrophysics?
There's no such thing as infinite patience, trust me.
Or a woman with a degree in astrophysics. No, I'm totally kidding. Or, that was a very sexist thing to say. Don't let me do that again.
You're a sexist person.
I am sexy, thank you. With infinite patience and a degree in astrophysics, who gives stellar astrophysicists? Stellar?
Stellar.
Come on!
Nice. Got a double ding.
Double ding for this double dong ding dong. Astrophysics who gives stellar blowjobs and loves to cook and travel.
I don't believe you're a real person.
Is this real?
You're not even a girl.
Reads for fun, loves rock music, XKCD. I don't know what that is. XKCD? Dive bars? Check.
Well, that's almost...
And...
Seedy hotels.
Pays all bills on time. Oh. Tall. I'm getting there. Handsome. Already there.
Blowing your own horn.
21 to 45-year-old single white male with moderate to severe meth addiction.
What?
Comma.
So she watched someone with it.
Raging alcoholism. Comma. And a healthy streak of blank paranoia. Mm. Must enjoy late night activities, including but not limited to (parenthesis) chasing invisible intruders who are crawling around in the rafters trying to find your stash and / or steal things from you. Comma, picking at scabs, comma, bundling things together with tape. That is such a meth thing to do. Holy Christ. Let me see how many things I can put together with some tape and make one thing.
Let's see how organized I can make sock drawer.
It's actually easier to carry that way. When you just take stuff.
Just tape everything together.
Just stuff.
Just everything.
Hey, do you guys stuff?
Yeah.
Because I got some tape.
We should tape that stuff.
Yes, and together. Then we'll tape it to ourselves.
And then
we'll do some meth.
And then
we'll
do some more
meth.
Yeah.
And then we'll probably get arrested.
Yeah, and then get out and do some more.
And drinking shitty domestic beer.
This can't be real.
Must come home drunk at least 3 times a week.
There's no way this is real.
Wanting, parenthesis, but being too drunk to engage in, parenthesis, mediocre sex. Must be willing to keep loaded weapons in bed with us to defend against the crank monsters that come in at night. Must assume that any time I leave the house, I am seeking penis elsewhere. Must love animals. Hope to hear from you soon! !! If you guys live in Fresno, there's a hot, sexy...
Fresno, California?
Probably. Do you know another?
My God, that is like the worst place on the planet.
Right. Thank you for that, 26. Very, very much. We appreciate it. And like I said before, if you guys want to call in 406-204-GOT-P or email info@thejamhole.com, thejamhole.com/feedback is where you can type stuff. You ready for some confessions?
Dude.
Who's ready for confessions?
I was just waiting.
Raise your hand.
You.
Everyone in the chat.
Me.
Raise your hand for confessions.
I think this might be my favorite part of the show.
Your fucking camera just got disconnected.
Of course it did.
You know, live video, I would appreciate it if you could get your shit together, because I don't know if you know this or not, but we kind of take this seriously. Oh, Christ on a crucifix.
You know, I really did like live video.
Well, I don't know.
Until this problem.
I don't know.
Perfect except for this one thing.
I don't know what else to do. This is the only way I know of that we can have multiple cameras.
I don't think there is any other way.
Christ almighty.
I think it must just be the same IP thing.
I got it. He's back up. Camera.
You don't need to see me that
bad. The jam hole one is that. Okay. Great. So, confessions. The best of the best of what the internet has to offer, an anonymous, bundled up with tape, methed out beauty.
This is the most beautiful place on the internet.
What are you doing?
Is it too...
Fix that, you fucking retard. Jesus, I hate Christ. You. I'm done. Fuck this show.
Of course not. So, you know what, everyone? Matt is crying like a pussy bitch in the next room. So everyone knows Samuel is getting raped in the kitchen.
Okay, yeah, that totally just happened.
You
sorry.
Should take care of this.
Did
man.
You fix it?
Yes.
You fucking reflexor.
You know what the problem was? Actually, your lighter.
No, it was actually clogged.
I don't think it was. Because I tried lighting it with that lighter and it didn't work out. Panawa
says,
it.
Rape, someone should call the police. No, don't call the police, it's fine.
This is another girl
she actually
that doesn't
wanted
scream
it.
Rape.
I know.
When she's getting it.
I would have dated her way back before all this bullshit started, but she was 17 and her mom was not into it.
Well, now what?
Well, now she's 18 and it's her mom's still not into it.
Well, she's 18 though.
Well, right, but she respects her mother more than that. We are not even supposed to be talking about this on the show, actually.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, this part's getting cut out for later. You guys can just pretend this didn't happen.
No.
Are you sure?
It's salvia. It's mom shit.
Yeah, it's legal. It's not. Your mom won't care.
Woo! Shimana! Oh, 26 is like, is that Betty too?
What?
Good call, bro.
Wow. He knows.
It's actually Betty, but who was Betty too?
Arkansas.
Arkansas.
That girl.
Was it Layla?
Mm-hmm.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Because we were talking about her before Layla.
Hmm.
I think. Weren't we? I don't remember. There's so... That was... That part of our career where there was just so many Bettys.
Oh, man,
it was just...
all over my podcock and
yeah.
shit. You were the first and the best, Betty. Pound it before I pound
Bitty?
It. Bitty?
Bitty.
She's got beautiful bitties. I want to see a jam hole straight. Hit me again, bitch! I'll knock you the fuck out. Christ. We're on film here. I'm good for a minute. Okay, we gotta get this show on the road. Sorry, guys. I give you confessions. We write down the time so I can edit all that out quickly.
Check.
Why do I do this to myself?
I can't answer that.
Why can't I just be more like them and not care? Nice guys finish last? Question mark?
I think that's true.
Absolutely. Fucking lootly.
Yeah, definitely.
Will I be single all my life?
Yes.
When will I ever have a relationship?
Nah.
Sometime between now and never, and now is not a good time.
Nope, and never is not also.
My mom is such a bitch all the fucking time, and I really hate having to put up with her. You should maybe not live with your mom. How old are you?
Probably not old enough.
She never thinks about anybody else. If it doesn't please her, there's no reason for it to exist. That's why my dad's gone.
Oh!
Hello!
That was pretty bad.
Well? Oh, no, wait. Dad's here, but he has no penis.
Ooh. She cut that off a while ago.
No, if it doesn't please her, there's no reason for it to exist.
Right, so she got
it. It actually just blinked itself out of existence.
Wow.
If she doesn't like something, she makes anyone who does like it feel bad. Like, say she doesn't like Transformers, and mm-hmm. we totally like Transformers.
Mm-hmm.
She would just make us feel so bad about liking Transformers that eventually...
We wouldn't like
it. We just wouldn't even like it.
That makes me sad.
That's power, my friend.
You know why?
That's power. Because women are bitches,
yeah.
usually.
Yeah.
Present company included. No. What's the one where it's not you guys? Okay, never
I don't know.
Mind. It's not you guys, the other women.
Right.
I want to scream at her and tell her to fucking get over herself, but I can't. Then she would just tell me I was wrong and punish me and start crying and bitching about all her problems. Boo-hoo, Mom. Boo-hoo. We all have problems, bitch. Welcome to the 21st century. Fuck. I only have to deal with it for one more year before I can leave for college, but sometimes I want to slap the woman. Exclamation point. You know what I want, bitch? It's hard, though. It's hard, though.
Almost.
No, well, yeah.
Okay,
you were,
now it
you
is.
Were just watching. You weren't actually involved. Mm. It's hard, though, because, well, I'm very much looking forward to leaving her, comma. It always means leaving my dad, who is a very positive person to be around. Mm. I can see that. Bitch-ass wife, dad trying to stay positive.
He's trying to help you out.
I'm picturing Moral Oral. You ever watch that show?
Oh, great show.
His dad and his mom's all nuts about clean, and he's just like, drinking at 7 in the morning. Let's go to church, fucking wife and shit. Fucking.
He's always in his little room just getting fucking smashed.
Oh, it just always has that glass and shit. Belt usually halfway coming off and shit. That's awesome.
I understand. You know, that's just rough times.
Hey, times are rough. We're in a depression.
We are. Everyone's depressed.
Everyone's
depressed. The economy's depressed.
We're getting paid shit, and that's assuming we still even have a job.
Yeah, you're lucky if you do.
What's a job?
I don't know.
I don't know. I haven't seen mine for like 3 years.
I don't know if this like is a true statistic, but I heard...
Probably not.
I don't know. I heard per 40 jobs, there's 900 people looking
for them. I believe it. At least, dude. Yeah. And what I get such a huge kick out of, it's like, our parents' generation, if you think about the way they went to school and shit, and I don't know if this was... I heard this somewhere else, but it was really... I totally agreed with it, but it's like, when they went through school and shit, they were... Their whole lives, it seems that they were being trained to be like these factory workers or these assembly line people and shit. Like, they were trained just with this routine monotony every day. But nowadays, all of those jobs are totally being replaced by robots. So now, that was all they knew how to do. So now, we have this whole generation of just bum fucks that just sit around all day because they have no experience. So they can get a job at like McDonald's or something, maybe.
But they're not hiring anymore.
No, and that just puts that many more people into the fucking pool
of
shit we're all drowning
in. It's getting to the point where those kind of jobs are the only jobs left, and there's not enough of those for everyone.
No, and we said this before. Now, back in the day, people would go to college so that they could pick which job they want. Now, there's so many people in the job market, the employers are actually being picky for who they want to hire.
You need to have experience.
Right,
but
they're
stuff.
Hiring all these people that are so overqualified for this shit, for these meaningless fucking jobs. So now nobody's doing, like, the important shit, and we have all this low-class just crap.
Or it's the other end, like we've talked about in the past.
Wild
like,
man says amen.
Yeah.
Fucking amen. Preach that shit.
It's either that or it's
me.
Like...
I'll preach that shit.
What we talked about...
Hallelujah!
...old shows where, like, places like Best Buy, you go there, and the people that work there...
Yeah, they're fucking retards!
Yeah, but yet, people like us, who know everything about that shit, couldn't get a job.
No,
there.
Of course not. Because, I'm sorry, you're too smart to work here and fucking help people fix their computers.
Oh, you actually know how to help people and
what they need
to find?
That's actually what we're not hiring for.
Yeah, we're trying to look for people who are stupid.
Oh, fuck it. So what do we do? Just set the place on fire?
Yeah.
All right. So that's what you guys gotta do.
Just burn the fucker down.
Burn this motherfucker down!
The roof is on fire.
Yes. And we don't need no water.
Let the because
we can't afford the fucking water bill. Christ.
Yeah. Because we can't afford the bill for the fire department to show up.
I'm popular. Air quotes.
Okay.
I go to a great school. I have average grades, but hey, everyone's average nowadays.
Yeah, you know.
My
except
family,
with their weight.
Oh, that's above average.
That was a half
right,
ring.
That's
that wasn't very good.
The bell knows. If it's funny,
it does.
It'll ding.
Yeah,
but if it's
good,
not, the bell's like...
It kind of half-dinged. It chuckled slightly.
It's like...
It's like, I'll give you a little bit for that. That's half a point.
My family's well off. I have a lot of friends on MySpace. That doesn't count. I don't understand why I feel so empty.
Because all your friends are on MySpace.
Oh, shit.
Fuck.
That's... I get so depressed sometimes, Brayden.
Every
tiny insult hits me so hard and grows on me like a bad toupee.
I think you need a hug.
I feel like everyone hates me, and I try so hard to make people like me.
Maybe that's the problem.
No one has any idea that I feel this way. Fuck!
No wonder they don't. You're telling people about it on anonymous confessions.
I'm popular, but I just get so depressed sometimes. It's tiny. All these insults. It's all day. It's insulting. Somebody gave them one hug. The hug system works.
Oh, see, I told you he needed a hug.
I'm in love with my best friend's blank.
Girlfriend or boyfriend?
Yes!
One of the two.
Boyfriend.
Boyfriend?
I'm in love with my best friend's boyfriend, and he's in love with me too! It's mutual. We're both in love with each other. That's the kind of shit I'm talking about. Stop that!
No, just break up.
No, I'm saying, quit. Just be the fuck happy with who the fuck you're with.
But what if the person you're with sucks?
Well, then you shouldn't have been with them in the first place. Pick better.
You just don't always know. People change.
Well, then you better fucking be goddamn sure next fucking time then. Because that's it.
Hey,
I'm done.
How many times have you gone through that?
What, the site daily?
No, I mean being with someone and you're not happy with them.
I'm always happy. Because I just give a shit. I'm always just happy.
No, you're not.
Really?
I've been around during some rough times.
She was a bitch.
Yeah.
That is not my fault.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you don't always know.
That's why
you gotta go out.
Okay, well then make a fucking choice. Don't be like, well, I'm gonna keep you here in case.
Right, don't keep them with you and cheat on them with the person you really want to be with. Dump them and go be with that person.
How about
don't fuck around.
New rule, if you cheat on somebody with... If you're cheating,
right,
you have to stay with the person you cheated with.
Yes.
And that's it.
Wait, so...
That's it.
The person you're cheating on, whoever you're with...
Right.
You gotta
stay. That's yours now.
Okay.
And the person you were cheating on is now a free agent.
Right.
Right. From now on.
I agree.
Law.
New rule.
He's cheating on her. She has no clue whatsoever. I don't know what to do. Oh, well. I guess I'll just keep fucking him. Oh, well.
I guess I'll just cheat.
Oh, well.
I don't know what else to fucking do.
I might as well just keep fucking him, because, hey.
Why not?
That seems to be working.
Seems to be.
I'm still alive.
For now. Until your boyfriend starts to beat you.
Or you get AIDS. When you left me, I felt as if you pulled the chair out from under me. I went to sit and just fucking tush
on the floor.
And you let me fall right on my ass. My big, giant, fat, cholesterol-injected office ass.
Well, at least it broke your fall, then.
We had plenty going for us. That's a good point. We had plenty going for us. With very little problems, of course. The only thing keeping you from loving me is... I better wait for Brayden to get back for this. Brayden! Brayden! What's Brayden doing, guys? Oh, Panawa says, there he goes, back to jerk off again. Well,
actually,
man says,
my mouth is
you
dry.
Don't know! You guys don't know! Igloo does, and Igloo's also a chick. I don't know if I was supposed to say that or not.
Is that a secret?
It's not anymore. I think. It's Igloo or that other new person that was with us live. Holy shit, we have a lot of live listeners.
Manifest? That's
you guys
a new
are making
person.
Me nervous.
Wow, there's 17 people in
Did
there.
Did you catch this?
Yeah, go back.
Okay, when you left me, I felt as if you pulled the chair out from under me and let me fall on my ass, right?
Yeah, I got
Check.
That.
We had plenty going for us with very little problems. The only thing keeping you from loving me is blank. Like, everything is perfect in our lives except for this one tiny, insignificant, minuscule, nano-sized thing. Just so small.
So small. Your penis?
Geography.
What?
Everything's perfect, except you don't live anywhere fucking near me.
Yeah.
Cool! Do you hold on. Go
then.
Do you guys have some awesome, amazing, complete tactile feedback, virtual reality fuck machine that I don't know about? Because then you can live wherever the fuck. That's fine.
Second life.
I'm just going to hop in my here thing and fuck the shit out of everybody.
Yeah.
How cool would that
they
be?
They need to make a virtual...
Like, how is that the only thing? Geography? You don't live anywhere near me. That's the only problem. The only problem.
Hey, I just got an idea.
Please.
You know those virtual reality games? Oh. Where, like, you put the thing on your head and you actually, like, control the game by moving?
Right, Mech Warrior. Check.
Yes, like
They
should make one, but you fuck. Virtuality fucking. That it could be like
that's
that.
That's exactly what I just said. Thank you.
Yes. But I'm saying we should, like, make a video game.
Oh, like, we should actually
We should do this.
Oh, yeah, because I have all this free time in between a two-hour show 3 days a week and trying to not have shit hum while taking live fucking phone calls over the video fucking internet.
Let me...
And hold on! Trying to get a girl to fucking like me while holding down two jobs.
Kind of missed the point, though. Whenever have I suggested an idea that we actually do, I'm just fucking around.
Oh, right. You mean an idea that we do. By do, you mean me having to spend more money.
No, I just mean us doing.
That's cool.
Like when I say we should make a virtual reality video game, I'm not saying we actually should because I'm not serious.
Right, because we both know how to program also. Oh, we got a phone call.
Oh, shit.
Hi, caller. Caller.
That
caller.
Heavy breathing is turning me on.
Caller, please.
I'm calling Tyree.
Okay.
Excuse me.
I have no idea what
ma'am?
You were just saying.
Ma'am.
Is this thing on? Okay. I don't know what that means.
That's pretty weird.
Weird. So, geography, right? We're apart.
Right.
Okay, physical.
We are
check.
Far away.
No matter how much time you spend with her, in about a year, I'm buying a one-way ticket north to win you back. I'm going to hop on my white fucking horse with my night gear.
No, actually,
I'm going to come get you.
No, actually, I'm going to save up my big water jug full of money.
I'm almost there, bitch!
So, this is totally you that posted this.
No.
Dude,
not
it has to
all.
Be. You're totally perfect for
it's
each other.
It's kind of.
Except for that one thing.
Right, you live in Argentina!
Exactly!
Fuck me.
See, it's gotta be you.
Despite the fact that you don't feel the same way about me anymore, my weakness is my determination. But I lead my head with my heart.
My penis.
And my penis. Yeah. Have a good New Year's, baby. I know you're going to get trashed, fuck her, and text me 4 in the morning, wishing me a happy belated New Year's. I know that's exactly what you'll be doing. Sad thing is, I'm still undeniably in love with you. And Rachel...
Whoa, play it down a step. You're going to make me cry.
Rachel, if you're reading... Yes, it's me.
Is this that 4 years of acting school? God, I'm so glad this is recording right now.
It's not funny! If I don't have fucking New Year's plans by tomorrow a.m., I will flip a bitch.
What does that mean you're going to do?
Oh, fuck.
What, you're going to, like, turn around in the middle of the highway and go the opposite? Is that what flipping a bitch
I'm going to fucking e-brake. Fucking nit.
Hey, let me talk to Matt.
Oh, hey, caller. You're live. You're live on the jam hole. Holla.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, holla, holla, holla,
holla.
Anyways, Matt, this is your last listener, you know, of course. I'll ask you, Jeremy.
Holla.
Anyways, I'm listening to you. I'm telling you, if you're going to sit there and stay up for New Year's Eve, you got to sit there and have a live show. You have got to. There's no way you can pass through it.
You know what?
You have to.
You know what?
And by the way, I just sent you that live PayPal receipt for a free Jamhole t-shirt.
Nice.
And hey, how much do I have to spend in order to actually get a Jamhole hoodie?
Oh,
do you have any of them left?
If no, I just buy them as people want them. I was only doing them for like our good friends. But if you want one,
how much do I have to spend? Okay, I sent you $10 for the t-shirt. How much do I have to spend in order to get a hoodie instead?
I will get you a hoodie. I will talk to you after the show. Okay.
Okay. There we go.
Okay. But hey, everybody,
I'm fucking the shit out of y'all. But you know what? It's all about getting drunk and listening and chilling, right?
Yes, absolutely, 100%. We're doing a live show on New Year's Eve. Everybody, we will be doing a show.
Okay, I will be there. I guarantee
yes,
you that.
Yes, we will all be here. Okay, we gotta wrap this thing up. I will talk to you. Okay,
you guys have a good night.
Yes, holla.
I'll be listening till the end.
Yes, forever. All right,
peace.
Holla. Okay, sorry. Thank you so much. TheJamhole.com/donate if you would all like Jamhole shirts.
Manifest says Matt should get an acting agent.
Yes, if you have one of those, I will fully
utilize that. Or if you are one.
What was I saying? Yes, live show, New Year's Eve. It is a Wednesday, I think, or a Friday. Stop
it's Wednesday.
Scratching your balls. Thank
Dude,
you.
Dude, they're...
I know.
It feels
feel,
so good.
Bro, I got you. Woo. So yes, like I was saying, it is a day that we do a show, so we will be doing a show maybe because there's a show in town we want to go check out, but that starts at like 6 or 7 and then we will be back here. I will be, maybe I'll just be by myself, I don't know. You gonna be here? Yes.
I
okay.
hope so.
So yeah, there will be a live show New Year's Eve, just saying. We don't stop for holidays. I don't know if you guys know that about us.
If
or
a
not.
Holiday is on the day we do a show, we do it.
Right. We're not taking a whole week off like other podcasts are.
We do the show every Monday,
because
Wednesday,
you know
Friday.
What? Other podcasts have real lives. Oh, right.
I don't have a real life, but I still can't do it 3 days a week.
I pretend to. 5 days a week. I don't know where I was going with that.
Excuse me?
So, I will flip a bitch if I don't have a fucking New Year's plan. Let's do this show! There, you have a plan. No need to flip a bitch.
Okay.
She is totally lying. She wants to go to that goddamn party, and she wants to spend time with her family. Fuck that shit. They don't want to see me, and I'm such a bitter bitch for wanting them all to myself. But I don't care. Fuck you. They're my friends, and her parents' friends can suck it. Like that. That was a good one. All right, couple more here.
You gotta close the mouth.
And then we'll do some news. I'm in love with my blank
ex
niece.
Whoa.
Arch! Flip a bitch.
Yeah, that's what that person means. I'm gonna flip a bitch and go out with my niece.
I'm in love with my... Not like my knees.
No, my niece.
Like head, shoulders, knees,
geese?
And toes.
You say geese?
No, not geese.
Geese.
Like a goose? No.
Right.
My niece. Actually, niece. My brother's daughter.
Whoa. How old is she?
And she loves me too. Age ain't nothing but a number. She loves me too. I love her. She loves me.
Yeah, it is. It is an eight nothing
you
but a number unless she's like three.
Sodomy. Is Matt Panawa says, is Matt sitting next to his niece? No. Are you my niece? I'm the bee's niece. No, she is not, actually. She was a girl I tried to date
Belle says
a while
it's not
ago.
Funny.
Belle says, computer says no.
Computer says no.
To me, she's always been perfect. Ellipsis. Even with all her defects, like our relationship,
I like how you
problem.
Go, you go, ellipsis.
Oh, ellipsis. Sorry. That's actually comma.
Yeah.
Or semicolon.
That was like you going, yes.
Oh, my fuck.
Continue.
I'm trying.
Drink?
No, I know where I'm at. I'm okay. Just...
Just collecting yourself?
I'm in love with my niece. Okay,
yeah,
give me
I
a
know.
Minute.
I go
give
for
me
it.
A minute, okay?
Go for it.
Shit.
Sorry.
We're birds of one feather. I...
Birds of a feather flock together.
You're... Holla! Oh, my fuck. I adore her. She's funny. She's bright. She's beautiful. She's my brother's daughter. I've always supported her, and I pay for her tuition and school stuff. Does that just add a whole new level to it being kind of weird? That, like, it's like, it's okay. Come fuck me, and I'll put you through college. Mm. Shh. Don't tell dad. Don't tell my bro.
Yeah.
Keep it in the family. No, wait, actually, that's...
No.
Oh, shit.
Fuck.
Oh.
Manifest says Matt's hairline is actually inherited from his
get
mother's...
Fuck.
His mother's double X chromosome.
Get fucked. It's from my father because he had a receding fucking hairline.
Man, what's up,
Christ
with, what's up with everyone knocking your nose and your hairline?
I know, dude. Hey, can you put a little more makeup on your track
marks?
Hey,
can you point out more insecurities?
Jesus Christ, you want me to just do the rest of the show with my fucking pants off? I'll do it. God knows.
Hey, why is your dick crooked, Matt?
I don't know! Because I fucked one too many whores in my time. It's like Pinocchio's nose gets longer every time he lies. Mine gets a little more crooked every time I fuck a whore.
That sucks.
Jesus Christ.
That thing must be at, like, 90 degrees by now.
It actually, I have to hold it down with my foot when I pee, otherwise it shoots me in the face.
Mm, yeah, it's bent at 90 degrees.
You guys good?
It's rough.
Are you, chat, are you guys okay? Are we good?
Okay? Anyone else? Okay.
You have lovely boobs,
hey,
by
Shazam
the way.
Shazam says you have a great smile,
no,
though.
No, that's not it. There's more.
You just got a compliment.
Oh, thanks.
Does that make up for
the
it?
The only thing wrong is geography.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I can't date fans anymore. I'm going to stop with Viola. If that works out, cool. If not, that's it. Oh, real quick, speaking of fans, you know what I noticed lately?
What's that?
Out of all the other podcasts, internet radio shows...
In the podosphere?
In the podosphere, if you will.
Yeah.
We...
In the pod structure?
Us, as the Jamhole Collective... Head, shoulders, knees and toes, all of us.
Yeah.
We have the sexiest fucking listeners.
There's some pretty
sexy,
pretty good looking listeners.
Bitches that listen to this shit here.
Mm-hmm.
Sexy. Like fucking jerkbank
like,
material sexy.
I know.
Like, damn.
Like, you're fine.
Jamhole.com/forums. We have, if there was an award. The 2008 Jamhole Most Sexiest Fucking Listener Award.
There should be an award for that, for sure.
Maybe next year there will be. Like
most
the cat
sexiest
guzz,
fan award.
Like Keith and the Girl did with the cat guzz. That show was really fucking
funny.
Yeah,
we could have
that.
We
awesome.
Could like have people vote for their sexiest
I
listener.
Wish they would have had like cool. Best fan podcast because we'd have whooped everybody's fucking ass.
I bet you we would have.
Name one that's better. Uncast? Ha! Ha! Oh, God, that's funny.
Seriously, though, when I think about
seriously,
it...
Seriously, though, we have some sexy fucking bitches. Hey,
no
can
doubt.
I thank all of you? All of you. Viola, especially. Bunny. Hi, Holly. All of you.
Manifest.
And him.
Manifest
he's sexy.
Hauling back.
He's sexy.
Hey.
But we have sexy. What?
Manifest has to holler back.
Holler back, please.
I think it's a cool hairline. I just thought you should know where it really comes from. And you have a great smile.
Thanks.
And awesome eye movement.
Oh, I'm not sad anymore.
Yay.
Whee!
They oh, like yeah. Your smile.
Yay, I'm sexy. Okay.
Alaska
we need
Jeremy
really...
says, if I put my old lady's pic on here, would you give me a free hoodie?
I have to get them made and that costs me like $25. If you pay me $20, I'll pay the other $5, but you still have to pay shipping. And no more talking about this during the show,
please.
Yeah. Okay, we have to get through these. We're not even going to be able to do some
It's because he's drunk. Give him a break.
I understand.
He probably
that.
Forgot
fine.
Like 5 times.
That's fine.
I
understand.
Me too.
Okay. So I'm hooking up with my niece. I pay all her school and tuition stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Even though she's, you know, still in kindergarten, but...
She isn't really my niece! Excuse but...
Me? There's that but.
I have always been Uncle Ellipsis, quotes. Ellipsis.
Spread them.
Uncle Buck. Spread them. Hey, I also, thejamhole.com/forums, I uploaded that song, Where We Going, to the music player there.
Tell me where we're going.
So if anybody wants to, like, actually sing the chorus for that song so I don't have to, that would be awesome.
Someone that can sing?
Oh, and the voicemail at the beginning of the show, that was the 13-year-old that was going to answer advice whose father I thought was the one calling back, but yeah.
Wow. I'm glad that didn't happen.
I know, honestly. Weird. Like, they randomly just text me and call me, and I almost feel weird, like, even just saying anything. But
dirty.
I'm like, it's for the show. It's all good. I'm like, seriously, dude? No. Come on, guys. So, I've always been uncle. Last night, she called long distance and she told me that she loves me. And now that she is of age, she wants me to be her first guy.
No.
Full sex.
Fucking more like that.
What's your bro think about that? That's what I want to know. If I was writing the article for this, that would definitely be... That would be one of the questions I asked. For sure. Oh, she called me and told me how she fantasized about having sex with me and how she craved to have me inside her. Full sex, ellipsis. I told her that I felt honored. Is that the word? Honored?
I'm honored.
I'm...
I'm hard.
I am standing at attention.
I'm naked already.
What I mean, I'm jerking
off.
I'm
saluting
right
to you.
Now.
My penis is actually already inside you.
Weird. Oh, 406-204 got pee. Feel free to call us.
Hot pee. Which, seriously, we need to pick one. Got pee or hot pee right now?
I don't care. Got hot pee.
We got to pick one, though, so it's the same every time.
Got pee is what I've been using. Hot pee is harder to hear because it's an H.
True. Got pee.
Got pee can't be mistaked for anything else.
Got pee.
So niece, virgin, uncle, right. I told her I felt honored, but that it couldn't be. It just can't be, miss. I'm sorry. She told me that she doesn't want to lose her virginity with some jerk from her school, her words, parenthesis, that at her age, all guys are assholes, ellipsis. Then she proceeded to tell me a lot of very kinky stuff that really blew me up, if you know, blew up my mind, she shared with me these fantasies she says she has had for the last 6 years and how the very first time she masturbated, she did it thinking about blank.
Me.
Dot, dot, dot.
Me.
Me.
That's beautiful, Matt.
That's beautiful.
That's beautiful.
This is going to be my next poem.
I just came.
Me too.
Whoa.
No, wait, that's just yours. That she wants to move in with me and live together. Holla, Jalula. Nobody has ever talked to me with such passion, especially nobody 15. I'm just kidding. She made me promise her that I would think about it, but it's a no-brainer. It simply cannot be. I love her and don't want to let her down. I also see the bigger picture, and there isn't a place for us there. Really? There isn't a place, like, right next to your brother and his wife?
Yeah.
Your sister?
Have a little sandwich going?
Yeah, no, it's fine. I'm single and with no compromise, but it just cannot be, ellipsis. You see, she's 18, and I'm 35. That's not too bad. How old are you? You're 18, I'm 28. That's different, I guess.
That's a little different.
That's different, because it's me.
Well, no, seriously, when you look at it, it's different.
I know. I'm just kidding.
Just kiss her leg.
Yes. No. What?
What?
Yes. Maybe. Yes. Absolutely.
I don't think that happened.
See, we're dating now, actually.
And
she has a boyfriend! High five. Booyah!
Cheater.
I know. Cheater,
it's
pumpkin
awful.
Eater.
You're
had a wife and loved to beat her.
You just made her cheat on her boyfriend.
I know.
That's so
two
awful.
Tonight.
She actually, look,
her and the
she
chick
doesn't
in the
even
gas
give a
station.
Fuck. She's a bitch,
holla.
Too.
Boom. Two. Eat it, dude, sitting at home wondering where their girlfriends are. Boom. They're with me. How's it feel?
Outside.
How's it feel now, dudes? That's payback for all the fucked up shit you send my way. Fucking boom! Sorry.
Ugh!
I love you all. Especially you, Sammy, and Viola. I'm beyond happy, comma. He makes me so, but I'm terrified because it's been 3 years since I've even contemplated taking a chance on someone. Why? That's what I'm talking about. All these girls out there, they're all fucked up, and you're like, you're hot and sexy, let's hook up. And they're like, I'm not ready. I just got out of a bad relationship 3 fucking years ago. Do you remember 3 years ago? I don't remember 3 days ago. Fucking 3 years. That's some bullshit. Sorry. My heart beats a million beats a minute when I think of what I'm doing. But I'm doing it anyway. I'm taking a leap and I'm putting my trust in him. And he is gonna fuck you over, bitch.
Of course.
What did you learn?
Nothing.
I hope he doesn't let me fall, because if I do, ... I may not take this chance again.
Ever.
I'm going lezzy from here
asexual
on out.
Even. Hey, hit this and listen to this.
Alright, hold on, last one real quick. I'm in love with my best friend's younger brother. I really am, but I would never do anything about it because no one would accept me for it. Parenthesis, I'm gay.
Yeah, that's a visual thing.
Sorry. You guys, jamhole.com/live video. Please.
Alaskan Jeremy says, you know what the weird thing is? That I have to support my 13-year-old niece because my sis is a pervert who fucked up my sis and me, but I think that me and my sis went to the theater and she started to rub on my gimpy finger, and I said that she was fucked up, and she said that she didn't touch
my penis. Hold on, Jeremy.
That was the longest sentence ever.
Jeremy, you're drunk. And if you ever pass me an empty salvia bong again.
There was no way that was empty.
It's not a penis pump, Panawa. Suck it. It's a salvia bong, because that's how we fucking roll.
That's how we roll!
Alright. You ready to do some news? Here, we'll each do one story.
And
are there
we'll
any
do
clues?
Some clues? Yes.
Alright, we'll each do one story. Pick your best story, please.
No, we should
this
have,
is,
them,
we're gonna
have
do,
them pick the
do,
story.
Do some news lightning round. I don't know what that means.
You should have them pick the story.
Oh, okay. You guys are going to pick the story.
They like that.
For me, you're going to pick my one story, and you're going to pick Braden's one story. The choice is for me. Listen up. Pay attention. Our GOP reaction divided over controversial Obama song, the Obama Magic Negro song, or Elusive Bandit loves fast horses and faster ladies, or Murders of Black Teens, or Man Shot for Making Noise During Movie, or
Jesus, dude.
Pilots in Warning on Blinding Effects of Lasers. Blinding Lasers, Man Killed for Making Noise at Movie.
Hold on. Obama. Yeah.
The Magic
says,
Negro song?
Everyone says that one.
Okay, for you, what are they?
Well, you should just read yours and then I'll do... Or I guess we can do this
Jesus!
Now. Okay, shut up.
This one is called...
Fuck off. Mine are Man Set Self on Fire During Stunt to Impress Date. Japan Teen Skipping Breakfast Have Sex Younger. Child Made Trafficking Spreads from Africa to U.S. And Widespread Female Circumcision.
I don't even know what you just said. Negroes... Younger sex, Shazam says. Young sex, Frankie says. Young sex, Frankie says. Viola Chick says young sex. These are all total downers, Braden. Panawa says, how about Braden's first anal rape?
I like that one.
Let's do
that
one. This one is called... I just broke your phone.
Nice.
Braden's first anal rape.
It's like punch your balls.
Excuse me. Pardon me. Excuse me.
That's really nice that you just broke your phone.
Okay. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's not broken. Get away from me. Ow!
Hey, we got a show to fucking do.
Sorry!
Here.
Go!
Jesus.
Okay, Negroes and what?
I don't know. They say young.
Shazam says
young
this
sex.
One is called Matt is an amazing spaz.
Okay, read your story. Go. Or just fuck off some more.
I dropped my quarter. Oh. Piss off. All right, this one is called GOP Reaction Divided Over Controversial Obama Song. I'm sure you guys have heard this all over the place. Anyway, Republican Party reaction is divided over the decision of candidate for party chairman to distribute a CD that features the parody tune Barack the Magic Negro.
Wasn't funny.
So it's not. That was so fucking clever. How many writers did you have to make that?
Probably.
Oh
at
my
least,
Christ!
A dozen.
Can we borrow like one of them?
No, please. That would make the show worse.
You should be offended that you actually. Oh my Christ, dude! These are our leaders. These are the people running our shit, Brayden. Do you know what that means?
Know.
These are the people running.
I know.
Barack the Magic Negro?
Really? People are actually making that.
Are you?
Someone actually thought of that.
Christ, dude. And they say we're racist.
I know.
Sorry. With the majority of Chip Salts, Chip Saltzman's political rivals criticizing the move. For being... did they criticize it because it's a douche thing? Or that
Maybe.
Your name is Chip Saltzman?
Really? Chip Saltzman?
Hi, my name's Dora Ito. Miss...
yeah...
Victory lap. Boom!
You can't do that anymore.
Miss Edo's. Excuse me, Dora. Dora, Miss Edo's.
Jesus. Okay, go on.
That's brilliant.
That's enough.
You guys, hey, GOP.
You're, that's a
hey,
silly.
GOP. You guys can have that one. I got tons of them. The 2008 election was a wake-up call for Republicans to reach out and bring some more people into their party, Duncan said. Quote, I am shocked and appalled that anyone would think this is appropriate. I am shocked and appalled that you would even think this is appropriate. He's a black guy. You can't call him a magic Negro.
That's racist.
That's racist.
You're not allowed to do that.
That is shocking and appalling.
I am shocked and fucking appalled.
As it clearly...
Not blurry,
does,
clear.
No, like crystal.
Like crystal.
Meth. Clearly.
Yes.
Does not move us, like the U.S., us, in the right direction. Really? Where does that move us exactly? Anyone? I mean... He is one of several candidates running to replace Duncan in the closely contested race
Dunkin'
to lead...
Dunkin' Donuts?
Dunkin' Yo-Yos.
Yes, Dunkin' Yo-Yos.
to read the Republican Party. Wow. Michigan Party Chairman Saul Anuzis... What? Also questioned Saltzman's judgment. This is so ridiculous. Quote, in my opinion, this isn't funny... That I'll share that with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I agree also.
Absolutely not funny, and it's in bad taste, he said in a statement. Does that leave bad taste in your mouth? Because I kind of...
Yeah.
I don't know if it was that cash bowl of salvia you gave me or this awful fucking joke.
Probably both.
Probably a little bit of
Alaskan
both.
Alaskan Jeremy says, really, do you guys think the crystal meth isn't smooth?
What?
I don't know.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
That word...
I know.
Okay.
I don't...
Try again.
Yeah, please try again later.
I'm sorry. just as important, anything that paints the GOP as being motivated in our criticism of President-elect Obama by anything other than a difference in philosophy does a disservice to our party. Our party super party, mm-hmm. if you
our
will.
Our Mario Party.
Our Mario Party 7.
A Mario Party 8,
Our
even.
Mario Party DS.
Oh, shit.
Come on.
Well, I don't want to go down the whole list.
Taking it.
No.
Republican Party of our most fucked up state, Florida, Chairman Jim Greer, who has reportedly been weighing a run for the party's top spot, but has not officially announced a bid, released a Monday morning statement praising candidates who have weighed in against the, quote, racially insulting song.
Nah.
How are you even alive?
I kind of don't like this
How
story.
How are you even running this godforsaken us? How do you run us?
How are you running us?
I don't understand what you're doing. I sure as fuck don't understand why you make so much fucking money doing it in the first place. Do you... Quote, as the GOP chairman in one of our nation's most ethnically and culturally diverse states, I'm especially disappointed by the inappropriate words and actions we've seen over the past few days. He said, and I quote, I am proud of those party leaders who have stood up in firm opposition to this type of behavior. I am proud to
stand firm.
Part of us. All of us. The us of A. Quote, actions such as the distribution of this CD, regardless of intent, Don't say that!
It's not a word.
It's not.
It's regardless.
All. Regardless.
Irregardless is not a word.
Intent, comma, only serves to promote divisiveness and distracts us from our common goal of fucking the American people. For Christmas, Saltzman sent RNC members the parody CD, quote, We Hate the USA, which includes the controversial tune. He defended his decision Friday, telling CNN the song was clearly intended as a joke. Mm. It's like a bad joke, and I don't get
it. Just kidding.
I don't get it.
Like comedy!
Yeah. Quote, I think most people recognize political satire when they see it, Saltzman told CNN. I think RNC members understand that. Yeah, this just goes on and on.
Yeah, I don't really
on.
Like this story.
The song, set to the tune of 1960s folk song Puff the Magic Dragon, was first played on Rush Limbaugh's radio show. Oh, God. He is a fucking douche.
Rush Limbaugh?
Hey, douche.
Hey.
How's shooting OxyContin working
How's that
out
going for you?
Did that go better for you than it did for me? Because you still have a radio show and I still have a radio show.
But he's still doing the drugs.
Right. Like, you actually had to go to rehab because you got caught. And I actually chose to because I was over getting high. I'm just saying. Just saying.
How much did he say he was doing? Like 30
a
day?
A lot more than I was.
Like
I was
30
doing.
A day?
I don't know.
How many were you doing?
I don't care. unfortunately, there's hypersensitivity in the press regarding matters of race because everyone's a big fucking nigger-hating pussy, said Blackwell, who, if elected, would be the first black chairman of the RNC. Congratulations. You know, when I started rapping way back when, they weren't like, oh my god, congratulations, you're the first white man to rap. Like, who cares?
Yeah.
You're a dude, I'm a dude. You're a fucking douche. I write fucking hip-hop. Whatever. Rush is a dude. He's a fucking douche. He has a show. I have a show.
Douche.
Douche. That's the only difference. You're a douche, and I'm totally not a douche. Granted, you have enough money to douche whatever the fuck you want
to douche. Yeah, see, he has so much money, he can just be a douche because he just feels like
You know,
it.
Rush, you know, I bet... How many writers do you have, Rush? Because last I checked, we had like 1.5, and we do 2-hour shows 3 days a week. What do you do, Rush? I'm just throwing it out there. You feel free, Rush. If you want, email info@thejamal.com. We'll trade oxy dope stories and shit. just throwing it out there, man. You need help on how to make your show good? Like, I'll help you. Hey, you done any pills with Palin's daughter's boyfriend's mom lately? Because I hear she's got the hook for fucking 8-0s. The blueies, man. The bluey chewies. All right. That's
26
it.
Says...
Sorry. That's it for this story. Go fuck yourself.
26 says, hey, Matt, if it makes you feel better, Rush Limbaugh just got a contract for $400 million.
Oh, Jesus!
over the next 8 years.
Fuck y'all.
I quit. Suck it.
Where you going? God damn it. This is this. Now we have to edit this one more time. I gotta write this down. So don't forget to edit it out.
Just tell your story and then we're done.
It's no fun when he's gone, though. I'm just wait. Oh, hey, good to have it back. $400 million over the course of 8 years.
You know how many fucking pills? $400 million. Why?
All of them.
All of them.
Ever. Seriously, all of them.
Why? 1 million. If we get 1 million listeners, you can each send us $1. One fucking dollar. And I can move to Amsterdam and start this fucking 5-day-a-week live smoke, pot, drink, eat, have a fucking good time show. That's all I want out of life. That is it. And maybe a girl that likes me. Or not. Just a girl. Whatever.
Just I'll deal.
I'll work out the specifics. No big deal. Sorry.
You just program your own personal girl.
Are we done yet?
I got another story.
Did you read one?
No.
Well, fucking read one. You could have read one. You can't do anything if I'm not here.
It's just more fun when you're here to bounce off of.
I know.
It's not as fun just reading the story by myself.
I know, Mr. One Day a Week. That's nice. I appreciate that.
I enjoy.
How's your $120 paycheck doing?
Actually, hey. I don't even make that much because I've had the last week off.
Well,
pretty
I'm glad that's worth it.
Yeah. Well, Chris, at least I have a job at all.
Chris says, I coming with you, Matt. Yes, you can all come with me, Matt. All of you.
Okay, you want me to do another story or you want to do clues?
Do a story, and then we'll do some clues, and then we'll get the fuck out of here. I only get you 1 day a week. We have to do a good show. So make it funny. We have a lot of people watching you right now.
Well, the people if said they wanted...
If your camera's still working.
Probably not. Well, it's on. No, but everyone wanted me to read this one.
Okay, then read that one. Feel free to call in 406-204-GOT-P.
This one is called Japan Teens Skipping Breakfast Have Sex Younger. Does that make any sense to
Sorry.
You?
Sorry. What?
Quit fucking... Be here. I am here. Right here.
I'm right here.
Can
I'm
we
here
not
with
do
you.
The show when there's a girl around so you'll be here?
Sorry.
I only get you once a week.
Alaskan Jeremy says, dude, it is hilarious. Thank you.
Cool. Okay.
I try.
Tokyo. Teens who
I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so.
Teens who skip breakfast. Really? We are at 2 hours.
I apologize. Go.
Teens who skip breakfast as middle school students tend to have sex at an earlier age.
What?
Than those who start the day with a proper meal, a government-backed Japanese medical researcher said on Friday.
So if you want to have lots of sex when you're young, you have to eat breakfast?
Don't eat breakfast.
Just like grab a Pop-Tart, toaster,
or
strudel.
Don't, or just don't.
I'm out.
Just don't. Just wait until lunch or dinner.
But I'm hungry. Okay.
Exactly.
I understand. Yeah. Continue.
The link between breakfast and sex probably lies in the teen's family life, said Kunio Kitamura. Executive director of Japan Family Planning Association, who conducted the survey. The survey examined sexual experiences as well as family relationships and lifestyle habits of Japanese females and males aged 16 to 49. It was carried out in September and was based on about 1,500 people. That seems smaller than I was.
Yeah.
I always thought it was going to be like millions.
Well, I wouldn't. But like a little more than a couple thou, you'd think.
Yeah, not even a couple.
Like, are they all related? Is this from one clan or what?
Weird. The average age of... That's not a very good survey if you're only doing
16 to 49.
Yeah.
It's like, is that, like...
That's all the people in
there. Were the 49-year-olds dogging the six... Like, I don't understand that.
Well, it's ages 16 to 49.
Right.
People who don't eat breakfast and
Sorry.
Do.
Right.
I don't know.
Okay, continue. I don't care.
I don't like this survey.
I don't care.
The average age of first-time sex for those who said they breakfast every day as a middle school student was 19.4. Well, for those who skip breakfast, the average age was 17.5.
You know why? I know exactly why this is.
Hmm.
Generally, the families... excuse me. The families that have more structure in their homes...
Yeah.
Generally, right.
they're
the ones...
They have to have breakfast, they have to have lunch, right. have to have dinner at that time. I know what you're saying.
Okay.
Did I just finish it? Or did he have more?
No, that was it.
Really?
Yeah.
Sure?
Yep.
Okay.
Alaskan Jeremy says, I hope that my man calls me... What? Don't...
He keeps... Okay. He's like
you can't
us...
put stuff like that on the feedback, because I will read it. And once it's out there, it's out there. If you want people to know that you're sitting around at home in Alaska chilling, waiting for your dope man to come by so you can get some weed, like,
some
that's
pills
fine.
Or whatever you're doing.
But
yeah,
I'm
he was
saying,
talking about, like, Oxy and all this
no,
shit for
let's...
a while. He was sending us
on,
feedback
guys.
Like he was IMing us on fucking AIM.
Okay, yeah, you can't... No, that's bad.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Okay.
Okay. I am not responsible for anything, and everything said on this show is actually a fictional character that
right,
I write.
Right. It's fake.
I write yours, too.
Pretend. Yes. That's why we get along so well.
I know.
Because you're
just a fake fly.
Because I'm just reading the script. Okay, I'm almost done.
Okay.
The fact that people can't eat breakfast may show something about their family environment, said Kit.
Boom!
You nailed it. Before blaming individuals for having sex at an early age, it may be necessary to look into the sort of homes they are from.
Ah!
The survey intended to study how to reduce unwanted pregnancies also showed the average age of first-time sex was lower for those who found their mother annoying.
26 says, that whole Braden fucking up on mushrooms thing never happened. Part of the script.
Yes.
And
exactly.
Alaskan Jeremy says, really, pot is okay in Alaska. Well, then that's fine.
Cool.
Just, okay.
People who said they disliked their mother had sex for the first time at the average age of 16, while the average age of those who appreciated their mother was 19.
Huh!
Yeah.
Because when their mom was like, hey, I would appreciate it if you wouldn't have sex until you're like 18, that would be, and they're like, okay, cool. And the other ones are like, hey, no fucking till you, fuck you, fuck me, fuck, and then like, that's it. He's out having sex like that night. No breakfast. Mm-hmm. Poor family structure. And you know why that is? It's because kids are raising kids. And you know what? Kids aren't very good parents.
No. Because they're still kids.
Right!
How can you teach a kid if you're a kid?
You can't.
You don't know yet.
You can't do that, and you can't teach an old dog new tricks, so you just put them down like Old Yeller style.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that it for that story?
Yes.
Are there any clues?
Yes.
Do we have to do them?
No.
Okay. Can we save them? How many are there?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
No,
six.
Definitely not. I'm sorry. I'm not five. In the mood to do
yeah,
that.
That
many
is
clues.
Okay with me.
It's already 11 o'clock, which
we're
means
2 hours.
I'm sorry.
Minutes.
Donate and we'll do clues, but not tonight.
Yeah.
Jamil.com, email info at thejamil.com. The next live show will be Wednesday, probably around 7 or 8 p.m. You can go to thejamil.com and sign up for SMS updates. If you do that, make sure you verify the number thing so it knows. I got like fucking 20 subscribers in there, all unverified and mm-hmm. shit. So you guys gotta make sure that you verify that shit. Also, there will be, like I said, this next show is going to be
the New Year's Eve yeah.
live show. So if you guys are having a party or whatever the fuck, turn on the fucking live show and we will party fucking with you. It'll be great. It'll be big fucking fun. Thejamil.com/Twitter, MySpace, YouTube, all that other shit. You know what the fuck I'm talking about. I love you all. Thank you, all of you. Thank you.
Enjoy your penis.
Enjoy your penis.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.